Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
PrisonPlanet.com has been banned by the British government on all of their wireless networks and computer systems. That's one of the top stories on PrisonPlanet.com right now as the attack on the freedom of the Internet intensifies. Worse censorship in many areas of Europe and, of course, England than we see in communist China. And total hypocrisy. Oil jumps above $126 a barrel. Blackwater, the evidence shows, the LA Times is reporting, working with federal law enforcement inside the United States. Unique law lets police seize guns before a crime is committed in a type of pre-crime. That's out of the Hartford Current. This is just some of what we're going to be covering today. But for the next 20 minutes, out of the gates, coming in hot, we have Congressman Ron Paul joining us to talk about all the big world events that are taking place right now. Congressman Ron Paul, thank you for joining us on this Monday, sir.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
There is so much happening, so much going on. I've got all my questions, sir, but today, Congressman, right there in the eye of the storm in D.C., what is most important that the listeners be made aware of?
Well, probably the ineptness which continues, which everybody knows about. I mean, it just gets worse every day. They're absolutely frozen in dealing with all the problems, you know, whether it's the debt, whether it's the foreign policy, whether it's the recession, depression that's going on, the rising cost of energy. I mean, all these things are happening. And I guess the biggest point is they don't have the vaguest idea what caused it, and they keep yelling and screaming at each other and shouting of what they should do, but it's all grandstanding political maneuvering, you know, to try to blame one side versus the other. So it's it means to me that the American people can't have too many high hopes that the people in Washington are going to come up with any solutions here in the near future.
Let's get into the economy first. Who's really running things in the private banking system? Is it Bernanke, or as some financial analysts are saying, that it's really Paulson who has more power and is tied into the private banking system?
Well, I think it's hard for me to separate the two. I mean, you don't become Federal Reserve Board chairman if you're an independent-minded person. You have to be part of that establishment. You don't become chairman or secretary of the Treasury in the same light. But I would say, personality-wise, Paulson has a stronger personality, and he's more forceful and represents Wall Street a little more strongly than Bernanke, because he's been more academic. But they still all serve the same interest. But it may be that when they when the President's Working Group on Financial Markets meet, my guess would be that Paulson probably is leading the charge on all the decision-making.
Being on the banking committee, you've got a catbird seat on, or at least some ideas on what they're planning in the future. Are they going to lower rates more? Are they going to increase rates? And I mean, your analysis, Congressman, of what their financial plan is.
Of course, you would think that somebody on the banking committee, a congressman and a ranking member on the Monetary Policy Committee, would have a greater insight. But the truth is we're kept in the dark just like everybody else, and I can't attend those meetings, so I have to make some guesses myself. But I would say, you know, that they'll probably not do anything right now, neither raise nor lower. But the point being, if the markets are reassured that they made no significant changes and they kept it the same, keeping it the same is still artificial. You know, if the overnight rates are 2%, if they should be 6%, they're still artificially low and causing more problems. So everything that they do right now has to be wrong, because they can't possibly know what the market should be telling us.
Congressman Ron Paul, quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Get more into the economy. Also, we'll talk about the big event coming up in early September in Minnesota, the Rally for the Republic, and a lot more with Congressman Ron Paul. Stay with us.
David J. Smith.
If they should be 6%, they're still artificially low and causing more problems. So everything that they do right now has to be wrong because they can't possibly know what the market should be telling us.
Congressman Ron Paul, quick break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Get more into the economy. Also, we'll talk about the big event coming up in early September in Minnesota, the Rally for the Republic, and a lot more with Congressman Ron Paul. Stay with us.
David J. Smith, did you know that a plan was laid down in the 1870s to conquer the world for world government that has not been deviated from since its inception? These conspirators said that they must have many revolutionary wars and three world wars. Have we witnessed these wars of liberation since the 1920s and then World War I and World War II? The Illuminati, who are worshippers of Lucifer, are now preparing for the final conflict, the Third World War, to produce their one world government. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming about by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now to request your subscription. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an
Congressman Ron Paul is our guest, has the big Rally for the Republic coming up in just about 3.5 weeks. We'll tell you about that before he leaves us and some of the amazing speakers and people that are going to be on the list. Congressman, finishing up with the economy, the mainstream media gets the public to focus in on what's happening with oil or gold or inflation day to day instead of looking at the year-long and decade-long graphs where gold's going straight up, oil's going straight up, every commodity's going straight up, the dollar's going straight down. You talked a few weeks ago about something really big on the economic front coming that would, quote, put our liberties into deep freeze. Can you flesh that out for us and give us more specifics with your economic outlook, studying economics and being on the banking committee, on where we're going, looking at the current economic landscape and what the private Federal Reserve is saying?
Well, what I'm thinking about is the tremendous dislocation of capital that has occurred over the last 35 years since the Bretton Woods Agreement broke down. We've had nothing but a world fiat currency. And it's already well into the correction, but I think it has a long way to go. And that is, we've literally pumped in hundreds of billions of dollars. You know, they talked about the housing bill last week when that was finally passed, and it's open-ended. They pretend it's $25 billion, but the Secretary of the Treasury actually has license to buy up all the securities relating to mortgages. So so he has no restraint, and he can do that without back coming back to Congress. But if you look at what the Fed has already done, they've pumped in hundreds of billions of dollars already. And the market really hasn't discounted that all. I saw an article that said that if another country had even hinted to our this, their currency would have been wiped out immediately. It would have been so disastrous. And yet there's so much illogical trust placed in the dollar still, even though it's being lost and it's going down. I think someday somebody's going to wake up and say, you know, this dollar is a fraud, and they're going to leave the dollar. And the reason I think about this in light of our foreign policy is, you know, there's still a bunch of people in Washington that want to go and bomb Iran. And if they do that, I mean, just the psychology of this and the pressure on the military and the pressure on the oil and everything, that would be the precipitating event I see as a financial collapse. And when you have that, you have a political crisis. And I just happen to believe we're vulnerable. It's just that I don't have a timetable. I can't say next week it's going to happen or next month, but I do believe it's going to happen unless we wake up, and right now it doesn't look like we're waking up very fast.
The Federal Reserve has signaled for years they plan to just print more money, issue more liquidity. Now Barack Obama proposed Saturday a $150 billion or $1,000 credit per U.S. citizen for increasing energy costs. But that's, again, borrowing from the private bankers again and borrowing from foreign countries again instead of fixing the problems we have with our energy system of not enough refineries and not allowing drilling in places like Anwar in Alaska. Congressman, what's your take on Barack Obama wanting $150 billion energy check to be sent out to the American people?
Well, it's just more of the same, and it should send shudders through the market. I mean, in time, that is what will push up gold and the dollar down, but the immediate results haven't been that way because, of course, he's not president yet, and they may well do that later. So markets are sort of fickle. Sometimes they react immediately in the wrong direction, then they finally wake up and they do the other thing. But this whole notion that Obama has something new and wonderful to offer is just silly talk, and he just has more spending. But if we could only criticize him and say, the answer is just vote for the Republican, and the Republicans will save us, you know, we can't do that either. And I think that's what the American people are waking up to, realizing that neither party is offering us any solution. But this whole idea that we can either appropriate more money or print more money and inflate our way out of it or borrow our way out of it, that's coming to an end. And I think that's what the American people are sensing. And the frustrations with the American people are way ahead of what's going on in Washington.
A crisis of confidence. You've always spoken, going back decades, about the fact that once the government started going bankrupt, once the dollar started imploding and eroding because of the policies they were setting, you knew that that would eventually precipitate out, that there would come a point where we were at a crossroads of would the government be able to offer the solution of even more government and bring us into total tyranny once we came to the crossroads, or would we, liberty lovers, those that want to legalize freedom, get to the point of educating the public enough so that they push for a real solution, a true free market, Republican form of government? A, do you think we're approaching that true flashpoint or crossroads? And B, which way do you see us going?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't say for sure, and I don't think anybody knows, but we're getting awfully close to that. I have concluded that we will not, you know, gradually improve ourselves in Washington, that we get a better Congress and we work our way out of it, which in theory you could do that. If you did the right things, you'd suffer a bit, but we could work our way out of it. I think we're going to continue to have the politicians always do the bailouts as well as Treasury and as well as the Federal Reserve, which means that we will come to a crisis. And the question is what you bring up, will there be enough of us to pick up the pieces, or will the authoritarians who have ruined the system come in and hold it together just by more brute force? And history says that generally what happens is brute force is used to hold the people together. And I'm just hoping and working for the day, believing that there's enough of us left. There is a remnant, and we have access to spreading our messages through radio and and through the internet, that there will be enough of us that we can stand up to the authoritarians. But I think the results are yet to be found out.
Well, Congressman, we're gearing up to educate the public peacefully. Meanwhile, the authoritarians, in all their major white papers, Defense Department, Ministry of Defense in England, they admit they're gearing up to counter the people who don't want to go into bondage and third world serfdom in this whole high-tech overlay. And so clearly, the enemy of liberty understands that and is gearing up with propaganda, militarily, police-wise, to oppress the people. Can you speak to that in this latest example of where they've just announced without warrants they're going to seize everybody's computers? They already started it at the border and send them off for months for them to download the contents of your laptop or your iPhone, which and then they're having, quote, private corporations who are sharing the data. I mean, it's a race towards Orwell.
Yeah, and it's always, you know, for good reasons. I mean, somebody coming into this, they start with the borders, and they say, well, you might be a terrorist, so we have to know what's in everybody's computer. So it's always playing on this, we're going to take care of you. But just think of all these lists and ID badges and everything else that they want to have, national ID cards. It's always done to keep out the illegals. And yet, at the same time, we know that they're not very serious about that. But, you know, some person one time said, you know, maybe we ought to do better at the borders to keep illegals out. But if we have too many fences, it may be that those fences are going to be used to keep us all in. And the border, since I don't believe them being very serious about protecting our borders, every time they pretend to protect the borders, I get very worried. And this whole idea that they're going to seize computers at the border without a search warrant means, although it hasn't happened domestically and it's just starting at the borders, I mean, we're in for a lot of trouble because everything is more lists on people. I mean, there are so many databases in Washington. Maybe the only saving grace will be that they'll have so much information they won't be able to keep up with, and it won't be very efficient. But in the meantime, they make a lot of mistakes. Just think of the list they have now on suspected terrorists. I mean, hundreds of thousands of people on that list. Once your name gets on there, you can't get it off. So much abuse and so much distrust that exists from this. So,
Congressman, what about federal funding for police to go knock on people's doors and, quote, ask to look for illegal guns randomly? Now the Illinois governor has announced 2 weeks ago, NBC and Chicago Tribune, that they want to, quote, use the National Guard in anti-gun sweeps. I mean, it's getting so bad. What should we do about this?
Well, if it's a state thing, you have to raise a fuss. If it's federal money, of course, we're supposed to take care of that. But isn't this a perfect example of how the government is being used to destroy our liberties? And there was a time when it was thought that the government was there to protect our liberties. The government is supposed to be there to make sure you have your Second Amendment. But here they're using the government to take your Second Amendment rights away. What happened, you know, in Katrina in New Orleans? They went in there and took guns away. Well, they were supposed to go in there and protect property, which means that you had a right to go to your property, use your own gun, and protect it. But now the government comes in and say, you can't even get on your property. If you have a gun, we're going to take it away from you. And why the American people put up with this, and they have been doing it for so long, I don't know. But I do know there's a growing number of individuals like us who are saying enough is enough.
Congressman, I want to get into the Campaign for Liberty. I want to get into the big rally coming up. The tickets are selling out fast. Some of the great people that are going to be there, like Jesse Ventura and others, who, by the way, I talked to this morning about an event we're doing. I'll tell you about later, listeners. Congressman, Iran, I mean, you're up there. Last time you were on, you said that colleagues of yours are walking around talking about how great it'd be to nuke Iran. Israel's saying they may go in, even if the U.S. doesn't back it. We're getting mixed signals. Barack Obama said last week to the Senate Democrats, hey, if we don't get these sanctions, then there probably is going to be an attack on Iran. What is the best intel you've got? Are they planning to hit Iran and when?
Well, I don't know of any precise plans, but I know that the neoconservatives are still in charge in Washington, although every once in a while you'll hear Condoleezza Rice say something and say, oh, maybe she represents the moderates. But at the same time, she says something like, let's talk to them for a day. The next day she said, but remember, nothing is taken off the table. So the influence is still there that wants it to happen, but I don't, they probably themselves don't have a day set to do it. They're waiting for an opportunity, and something will come along. Now, whether it happens in the next month or two is still unknown. But the one thing the American people have to realize is just because on occasion they hear Obama say something that's less aggressive and he wants to maybe bring some troops out of Iraq, you have to remember he's the one that even beat John McCain in saying we need more troops in Afghanistan, and he has never backed away from even a nuclear first strike on Iran because he won't take anything off the table either.
Congressman, we've only got a few minutes left with you. Specifically, you've warned several times on the House floor and on this radio show about provocations, Gulf of Tonkin style events that almost happened a few months ago in the Strait of Hormuz with the Iranian boats and the fake radio transmission. Cy Hirsch reported 2 months ago that the White House, quote, wants a provocation. He got that from inside sources in White House meetings. You're aware of that. That's A. B, did you know that Keith Olbermann did report Friday that Cy Hirsch has now reported that the White House wanted provocations and Dick Cheney proposed creating fake Iranian patrol boats, putting Navy SEALs in them, and having a shootout between the larger missile cruisers and the Navy SEALs. Were you aware of that? And if you are, what's your take?
Well, I heard that story. I don't have proof of it, but I believe it's very, very possible. I mean, this is the kind of, didn't Cheney do something early on about using a UN symbol and hitting it and then blaming it on the Iranians? So
White House
they're
memo.
Capable of doing anything.
Well, I tell you what, Congressman, I just skipped the break. If you can stay with us three more minutes, I will pull Keith Olbermann up. It's up on prisonplanet.com. See, the news moves so fast, it's already off the main page. No, sir, I'm telling you, Keith Olbermann reported on it. There is a YouTube video of Cy Hirsch at a media conference saying that there were a dozen provocations. He said, I'll only tell you about one. Dick Cheney proposed, but the military shot it down because they didn't want to kill our own troops. Dick Cheney, this is huge. We need your help to look into this and then cover it. Dick Cheney came right out and said this, sir.
I believe him.
Well, it's just unbelievable. What should we do about this?
Well, I don't know how much more we can do. I mean, we have to let the people know. First is get knowledge. Individuals like myself, and we only have a few in Washington that speak in Washington to try to slow that up. And, you know, in one minor way, I think we did a little bit of good on that H. Conrad 362, I believe, where they were going to put on the absolute blockade of Iran. And we spoke out on that, and that has settled down. It may still come up, but because several of us spoke out against it, I think they've backed off because they had to admit it really was a blockade. They proposed that as if, oh, no, this is just a few sanctions. This is not really a blockade. So, but we're outnumbered and we're outgunned, and that's why it's so dangerous.
Congressman, spend a few minutes telling us about the campaign for Liberty to tell us about what's coming up with this huge rally for the Republic.
Well, you know, the Republicans' convention starts, I think it's on September 1st and runs for several days. And we had what many considered a very successful campaign the last year and a half. And we wanted to conclude it on a very positive note. So it was very clear that we would not be allowed to participate in the Republican convention. So we decided we would have our own. So we're about 8 miles from where the Republicans are holding their rally as a campaign for liberty. I see the other candidates as campaign for power, which is exactly opposite of what we do. We campaign for liberty, and we want it to be a very positive note. We're going to have a lot of music, and we're going to have a lot of speakers, and it's going to be talking about the Republic. it's a rally for the Republic. And anybody interested in it should go to campaignforliberty.com and join us and come there. We expect to have a lot of enthusiasm. We had one reporter call Jesse, our press guy, and said, look, if you guys fill that place, he says, you will be the news for the whole week. So there's a little bit of PR stuff involved here, too. And that is our goal. We're working, and the numbers look good. But, you know, until it's over and successful, you know, I do worry a little bit.
Well, you've already sold more than half the tickets, and you've got 3 weeks to sell the rest. This is going to be a huge success. Guaranteed it's going to overflow. In fact, Jesse told me last week he's already looking for overflow areas for other people nearby. But Congressman, let me just play you a minute of this, get your comment on, then we'll let you go. This is world's worst president. This is Keith Olbermann. Now, understand, we have the Cyhurst clip where he lays it out and says we just didn't put it in the newspaper, in the magazine, but here it is. This is the audio from Friday's Keith Olbermann.
He told the Campus Progress Journalism Conference that in a meeting in the vice president's office, members of the administration sat around brainstorming ideas to provoke a war with Iran. Quote, the one that interested me the most was, why don't we in our shipyard, build four or five boats that look like Iranian PT boats, put Navy SEALs on them with a lot of arms, and the next time one of our boats goes to the Straits of Hormuz, start a shoot-up. Might cost some lives, and it was rejected because you can't have Americans killing Americans. That's the level of stuff we're talking about. Provocation, but that was rejected. Can you see this happening in Cheney's office? Sure you can. Can you see Cheney getting all happy and worked up and almost smiling? Sure you can. Can you see when they get to the part about Americans being killed and you can't do that, and he just stares at them all and says, so? Vice President Dick Cheney, today's worst person in the world.
Congressman, to me, this is a huge deal because in the actual clip that I'll email your staff, this is at a major journalism conference in front of hundreds of people and journalists. He says there were 11 other staged events they planned. Then we have the White House memo where they wanted to fly the U.S. planes painted up like the U.N. logo to get them shot down. This is a big deal, and we need to make sure there's an investigation. We need to know those other 11 targets. Can you comment on this?
Well, the sad part is that a lot of people won't be surprised. I imagine you weren't totally surprised. I mean,
no, sir.
And that's the really sad part about it, but it is tragic. It's sad. And we have to do our very best. And this exposure is great. I think this is fine. Let the people know what's going on. And maybe they'll wake up when it happens. But I'm afraid to death, you know, all it has to do is have one of our ships hit and a bunch of Americans killed. And one or two news stations, it was the Iranians. The country's going to be ready to go to war. I mean, they'd be even willing to call a draft to say, well, we have to go. We have to save Israel. We have to go and march in, so we need a draft. And that's the worst part that I fear. I guess we have to keep doing what we can do to expose the truth.
Congressman, you don't toot your own horn, but in closing, it was almost 2 years ago. I know it was in early 2007. I know you gave speeches similar to this even before that, saying, I'm afraid they're going to stage a Gulf of Tonkin in the Strait of Hormuz. Did you get intel on that, or are you, I mean, how on earth were you able to predict something like this? And then now they already tried it with the PT boats a few months ago with fake radio transmissions. Now Gary Hart's writing letters to Iran saying they may stage a Gulf of Tonkin. I mean, how did you know that?
I didn't absolutely know that. It just sort of was the fact that they've done it before. I know what the neocons want, and they did it for Vietnam, and they've done it over the centuries, you know, the various wars. So often there seems to be an incident with the Navy and with the ship, so it must be easier to do it. So it was just strong suspicion in relationship to the kind of people that we have running our government.
Well, by exposing it, that takes this tool of staged events and breaks it so they can't use it. Again, huge guests coming up. Folks can go buy tickets right now. You've got several websites. Is the best one Rally for the Republic?
That or Campaign for Liberty.
And that's rallyfortherepublic.com?
Right.
And the Campaign for Liberty website, we have links to those up on InfoWars.com. Also, Congressman, give us your House website. Give us some of your other websites.
Well, the best one to go to look at all my websites would be ronpaul.org, and that lists about six websites, the political websites and the PAC website and the different things and the educational website. ronpaul.org for all the websites.
Okay, that's the big portal to all the world of Ron Paul and liberty. Thank you so much for your tireless efforts to defend freedom. I know you're going to be popping in for about 5 minutes later in the week to make that big announcement we were going to make today, but Jesse Ventura, many others at the event, get your tickets now. Congressman, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, that was a bombshell interview, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get more powerful after this break. Prison Planet is now censored by the British government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
All right, Paul Watson is all set.
What's that? World of Ron Paul and Liberty. Thank you so much for your tireless efforts to defend freedom. I know you're going to be popping in for about 5 minutes later in the week to make that big announcement we were going to make today. But Jesse Ventura, many others at the event, get your tickets now. Congressman, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Well, that was a bombshell interview, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get more powerful after this break. Prison Planet is now censored by the British government.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981. And find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981. 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded.
The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. The fact that the British government is censoring PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, TruthNews.us, InfoWars.net is a big victory for us. It shows that we're hurting them badly. When they carried out their attack with Mossad and CIA back on 7/7 in 2005 with the London bombings, when you typed London bombing or bombing into Google, for at least a month straight, the number one thing under the term bombing or London bombing, the number one thing was PrisonPlanet.com links. Now, we have caught major internet companies in England, Australia, Germany, the United States blocking Infowars.com. If you will notice on most major cable modem systems in the U.S. now, if you type an address in wrong, it doesn't go to a blank screen on your computer. It'll be Time Warner Roadrunner, or it'll be Comcast Cable. And they're running everything through their systems. They don't need to tap anything. You go through them as a gate. Your computer is coupled first into their system. Now, I learned a decade ago, really, I guess I started Infowars.com 11 years ago, in 1997, so even then, public schools, Dell computers, many University of Texas systems. Then we got calls, and people mailed us the sheets where the university had screens saying that it was blocked. Municipal libraries, state libraries, university libraries. So this is one form of censorship. Also, we found out of the scores of internet filtration systems that people subscribe to and download, or in the old days you would mail off for a disk, that would have thousands of websites banned on it. And there's a family of these. There's porn, hacking, hate, and gambling. That's the four genres that people, oh, I don't want my children seeing this. I'm going to download this program, or I'm going to buy this disk and install it. And we all are included in hacking in many of those private systems. We are listed as a hacker website, nothing about hacking on our website. And we are also listed as a filtration system for hate. Now they've added a fifth to some of these filters. There's only one way they're censoring. There's many. They hit you from multiple sides, multi-headed hydra. Now they're adding piracy. Now, we're not on those lists, but it's kind of like the TSA list that has over 1 million Americans on it, or the criminal list that has over 8 million Americans on it, that people don't even have convictions that are on it. This is a control grid to track and trace and make us second-class citizens. Now, under Internet 2, one facet of that plan, there's multiple tracks running on that. Comcast, Time Warner, others are doing it right here in Texas. Comcast is doing it in New York. The two major companies have announced 2 weeks ago in Canada that they're going to decide what sites you visit, and they're only going to allow a couple thousand sites. It isn't just going to be Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It is already just the vast majority of the internet, and so your computer becomes a glorified cable system with only a few thousand websites that you can visit. Now, we told you years ago this was going to happen because we could read the minutes of the Internet 2 meetings they've had in London, that they've had in Tokyo, that they've had in Austin, Texas, they've had in Chicago, San Francisco. What, 3 years ago it was in Austin. And they always announce at the beginning, it's a consortium of private corporations, universities, and government, and DARPA, and other foreign governments, that, quote, the Internet is dead. And they say they're going to not fix the old hubs of the Internet. They're going to let those degrade. They say that's their right to do that. They also want the authorization by the federal government and the FCC. That Comcast just got told Friday that they have to stop doing what they're doing, filtering out the majority of the web. And they are saying they're going to disregard the FCC. They don't have that regulatory power. So the web was built to be free and open. You pay for it with your websites you pay for. The people that are serving you pay for it with their servers and their bandwidth. You pay for it with your internet connection. We're getting more internet connectivity. We're getting more bandwidth, not less. They try to have Ted Stevens come out and say, oh, the pie's small. It's not getting bigger. We have to restrict it. Now he's indicted for all his crimes, and there's no alleging those. So we need listeners to understand this is happening. This is coming down now. This has been declared. Now, Paul Watson has gone to China. Paul Watson took a trip there last year to Tibet. Paul Watson could get on PrisonPlanet.com from Communist China. But in England, and we keep getting reports from listeners and emails, and they send us screenshots of it happening. Another way they're attacking is, quote, the government's going to offer everyone free broadband wireless in Western Europe, in the United States, in South Korea, in Singapore and many other countries, first world nations. Quote, free. You're paying for it through tax money. And then they are demanding that anyone in that area who is taking the free broadband basically click on an agreement waiving their rights to be tracked, to be traced, to be controlled. So see, they're just making the new internet where you'll have to have a sub-website on one of their major websites. There's only going to be 100 of them under Internet 2. And then nomoreinfowars.com, it'll be myspace/infowars.com, and they can restrict your bulletins, shut you down, delete you, ban you. But the other big way they're doing this on, quote, free government internet systems is InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are completely banned, but not just us. Paul then noticed that almost every alternative media site, even mainline alternative sites, you see, 60% down, 60%+ down in newspaper readership. TV's plunging in ratings. The mainstream media is fully discredited. They're falling apart. They've got to do this, folks. They are coming. They're chopping up the web right now. You had better use PrisonPlanet.com while it's still available. You'd better tell your whole email list about the censorship. You'd better explain to them the different... We've got to create a war room on Prison Planet and InfoWars now, explaining the... Well, there's really more than 20 ways they're killing the web, but there's... six or seven main ways that have subsystems of doing it so people can identify how they're being censored, how it's being choked, what's happening. But it's here. Just like we wrote 2 years ago, MySpace is a Trojan horse of Internet too. And that got picked up by a lot of magazines, newspapers. Wired Magazine reported on our report. The San Francisco Chronicle did, because their own web people, their own IT specialists, their own consultants had never put the big spectrum together, and they went, oh my God, this is accurate. This is real. Well, we didn't put it together. Quit thinking I'm a genius. Internet 2 told us the plan 7 years ago. You understand, folks? All we do is tell you what their official plan is. Dick Cheney said they wanted terror attacks, staged terror attacks for the war, and then they did it. They are arrogant bastards. It's the same thing on every issue. We're only telling you what is admitted. Do you understand that? And if they can acclimate you and get you to accept, okay, they're shutting the web down piece by piece, death by a thousand cuts, and now they're implementing the most egregious forms of censorship and control right now, and if we just accept and go, okay, that's the way it is. I mean, we've gone on the web. I checked the message boards, YouTube comments, Dig comments. We've gone from people saying we're making this up to people saying, okay, Alex Jones is right, but there's nothing we can do about it. We can do a lot about this, ladies and gentlemen. When Comcast and Time Warner and a few others, but they're together about half of the cable modem market, you can pull the numbers on that in the U.S. and Canada. When they're able to do that, that sets a precedent, and then all the other majors and then minors can implement that as well. You have to boycott and protest it and speak out against it early on. Now is the time. Now I bring you now to Paul Watson. Major transportation, major international transportation hub censors political websites, by Paul Watson on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And this is a huge deal, just more of an example of how they all don't just engage in censorship. They then, as he's in the massive international terminal, he's reading newspapers everywhere before he visited Europe for the last week and a half with his girlfriend. He was, it's all in the article, reading China censors. China does this and that. Oh, China's so bad, they make you sign up for free speech zones, which we already have here. You see, we have to recognize we're as bad or worse than China, and now they've got congressional hearings talking about shutting down our free speech. We've got all the major pundits calling for my arrest for the things I say, because we're hurting these people, because we do have power, because of you, the listeners, taking action. We're walking point. We need your support. Paul Watson, tell your story. Tell folks what happened.
Hello, Alex. I was traveling down to London from Sheffield to catch the Eurostar, traveling to St. Pancras International, which is basically the home of the Eurostar. It goes to France, Brussels, Germany and beyond. And I had actually come down on the train using a 3G connection, which is over the cell phone network, to collect some articles to post on Prison Planet. So I got the articles, bookmarked them, and then when I thought, when I get to St. Pancras, they've got a wireless connection, which is a lot quicker, so I'll be able to use it to send them to my brother a lot quicker, because he'd be updating the website that day. So as soon as I connected to the wireless internet, you know, I loaded up a few mainstream websites, BBC, etc. They came up fine. Then I tried clicking on a link to thinkprogress.org, which is a left-leaning alternative news website, but it's semi-mainstream. It's quoted in mainstream sources quite regularly. And, of course, Think Progress, I mean, it covers nothing in relation to UK or UK policy. So to see a message pop up saying, you know, this website is blocked and cannot be accessed, I thought, well, this is a bit strange. Maybe it's some kind of technical error. So then I went straight to prisonplanet.com and got exactly the same message. Infowars.com, prisonplanet.tv, they're all blocked by St. Pancras International, as are, you know, others like counterpunch.org and other alternative news websites. They're all blocked. And this was around the same time that I was reading headlines in the newspapers about China blocking political websites in anticipation of the Olympic Games. So to just experience the hypocrisy of the fact that it was going on right here at home, and the British tabloids and broadsheets were howling about how it was going on in China, was just galling to witness.
Now, Paul, we get reports literally every day of, you know, I've confirmed many of them, of many other government institutions in the U.S., Canada, England, Germany, you name it, doing it. We need to desperately get other media outlets, alternative outlets that have been blocked, to report on this. We need to make a big stink out of this. If we lay down to this, this sets a precedent.
Well, exactly. I mean, I get emails every month from people saying your website is blocked in a library, in a university, in a hospital. In fact, we've got people in London. It's basically, Prison Planet is basically blocked in most, you know, establishment London libraries and many hospitals as well. It's blocked everywhere. No doubt, you know, that's got something to do with the fact that when 7/7 happened, we were basically right at the forefront of exposing it. But, I mean, even to see mildly critical websites in comparison to ours, like Think Progress, get blocked, just underlines how desperate they are to blacklist any kind of alternative information.
And, Paul, now they are announcing that they are going to do this on entire system-wide grids with major telecommunications companies. We're here, folks. We're now at the point where you won't be able to get to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now is the time for people to go absolutely ape and realize how important Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are. Ladies and gentlemen, these are precious websites, but not just ours. They are already announced, what, just a few weeks ago in Canada, that 99% of the web will be off limits with their two major telecom companies. This is everybody. This is everything, because they can't have Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Last Thursday, we put the call out to the listeners to make sure the story about Dick Cheney wanting to plan terror attacks out, and then Keith Olbermann reported on it, and some other publications reported on it. We have the power, because the listeners, to sabotage their criminal operations. This is life and death, Paul.
Well, that's right, and I mean, the other way they're getting it through is by censorship of emails. During the Downing Street memo scandal, which was, of course, all over the alternative news media, yet it took the Washington Post weeks or months to even mention it, Comcast was blocking emails with afterdowningstreet.org in the subject heading, because they claimed that they had received 46,000 complaints, which is impossible, because the the activist behind that project, David Swanson, did not send out 46,000 emails.
They are moving against us now. Everybody has to stick together, or we're all going to hang separate on this. They are moving against us because we're on the verge of exposing their state-sponsored terrorism, their fake global warming hype, their global taxes, all of it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening now. Paul, what's the battle plan? What should we do? What should we ask listeners to do?
Well, what's proven successful in the past is whenever something like this happens, I mean, MySpace admitted to the fact that we were on a censorship list. At first they said it was a technical error, then later when it happened again, we got a screenshot of one of the administrators admitting that PrisonPlanet.com links were being censored because the website was on a blacklist.
And you need to make a master article with the 30 or 40, probably more, examples we have where censorship of our sites is admitted. And I'm so tired of listeners on our MySpace account saying that we're blocking your posts, we're blocking your videos. No, MySpace does that to everybody. Dig rigged us and admitted that we were rigged to where we couldn't get onto the main page. I mean, we're being hit by every angle, and then the listeners think we're doing it. We're not doing it.
Well, Alex, I mean, if you go to Alex Jones's MySpace page right now and click on the blog, then try and click on the link for the latest entry, which is this article that we're talking about now. Because I post the first paragraph and then I post a link to the rest of the article, which is a link to PrisonPlanet.com. Go and click on the link. It will not send you to PrisonPlanet.com. It will send you to MySpace homepage because they've blocked the link.
Yeah, they don't let us send bulletins out. I've got a way to counter them when we get back. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Watson, stay there. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Amazon.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Look at your young men fighting. Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. Maybe they've always done before.
There's one big thing you can do. Go get our major headlines, the most important news we put out a day. Probably 3-4 articles we write on the biggest, most important issues. Earth-shaking stuff like Dick Cheney planned to attack 12 different targets, including dressing up Navy SEALs and putting them on patrol boats and having them attack U.S. ships, blaming it on Iran. You, the listeners, are the ones being censored. You got that out. That's why they're scared of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, because millions of you together on these sites are able to break through the electronic Berlin Wall that is the controlled corporate media. We are kicking their butts right now. You've got to go get stories like Rest in Peace Alexander Solzhenitsyn, neocons pressured FBI to blame Al-Qaeda for anthrax attacks, major international transportation hub censors political websites. Those are the headlines on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Don't take this information for granted. Put it on hundreds of websites. Go on message boards. Post it in full. That's why we're trying to hire more staff so we can post our full articles on MySpace so they can't censor that. At least that'll be on the page. They're blocking our videos. YouTube, we know, is messing with the counters. We know that Google would change our hits, or when we were getting a video that might be having a 500,000 hits a day, they would just block it for a few weeks or erase it. And then they stopped putting the counters on Google Video, started knocking us out of the number one spot. We're winning the info war, and they're cheating. Of course they're cheating. They want tyranny. They want dehumanization. Folks, we need your help. We need info warriors, not orders from headquarters, but to every day. You know, for 30 minutes, all of you who are computer savvy, go in there, copy our stories, post them everywhere, post them. You know, if every listener out there who's on the website will just start copying our stories, emailing them out to everybody, posting them on sites, we have to let the New World Order know we're not going to put up with this. And let everybody know, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com. These sites are scaring the globalists to death. They are shutting us down. They are censoring us everywhere. Appreciate our Google videos. Appreciate the YouTube videos. They're not going to be there forever, folks, if they're able to win. They're moving now. We better get the word out while we've still got some punch. You understand, Paul Watson? Any other ideas? I guess complain to these ISPs. Cancel your service if they don't unblock it. I mean, every one of you, you can't count. Look, you can forget Congress. You can forget the executive. It's all bought and paid for. We've got to take the country and the world back at the grassroots. They're moving to block us, and they're moving to block us because we are having an effect. Paul Watson.
Well, yeah, it's been successful in the past when Google blocked Space War, which is a mainstream website, carries AFP articles, some of them mildly critical of China's geopolitical aspirations. Google simply delisted that website from their entire search engine. There was an outcry, and it came back a couple of days later.
And let's be clear, Paul, I'm going to hold you over. Let's be clear. YouTube, Google, Yahoo, they all admit for 3 years they are censoring for communist China. They get the list from them and do what they say. You understand? Now they're doing it on a mass scale in the U.S., England, Canada, and Europe. Are we going to put up with communist Chinese style or worse censorship of the sites? It's happening. Do you understand?
That's the point, Alex. As you said, I was in China. There's a delay every time you visit a website while it's checked against the government blacklist. And PrisonPlanet.com isn't on that blacklist, but it is in London, England.
Ladies and gentlemen, the government of Britannia, the criminal organization, is blocking all of our websites and many others. We'll be right back to keep breaking this down with Paul Watson. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I have an idea, a great way to counter this. We need folks like the Alex Jones Channel and other independents, Gatekeeper Invasion, Enough Respect, all those great YouTube channels. We need you to take what I'm about to say just a minute or two and then edit it together with the last 30-minute rant down to about a 10-minute piece to explain this to everybody. Here's what we do to counter the British government. Censoring PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. We use YouTube as a weapon, and no doubt they will censor our hit counters as well. But we do this as another example for everybody. And you take this video and you send it out to everybody you know, you pass it on to everyone, and then we show everyone the censorship that's going on, not just on MySpace, not just with the government filters now on websites, all the things that are admitted and documented, worse than Communist China. You then will witness YouTube, if it follows past operations, when this viral video hits about 200,000. And we've had videos that have done that in one day on YouTube, and then suddenly the counter just stops and adds a couple hundred a day. I mean, you'll have a video with 300,000 views, and it'll have 20,000 comments. That's impossible. Or you'll have 40-something thousand ratings and only 200,000 views. That ratio's not right. But we caught Google censoring us, both in text, and they've had to admit it, and with videos. We've had a whole bunch of videos that were number one. Not anymore. They just took the hit counters off Google video. We need you to make a serious stink about this and get this out to everyone to then illustrate the censorship they're engaging in. Google and YouTube, which, of course, YouTube's owned by Google, Yahoo and others, admittedly for close to 3 years, have been censoring things for the Communist Chinese government. Now they're using those same censor systems here in the United States, in Canada, in England, and there's a whole cocktail of other ways they're censoring. But again, the British government is censoring right now. They are censoring PrisonPlanet.com and our other family of websites because we're so effective. We pushed it out. Our listeners pushed it out. Got Keith Olbermann to cover last week the fact that Cheney was planning staged terror attacks and killing our own troops. This is important news. We're risking our lives. And for our safety, we need to continue to be prominent and more prominent. They're bringing in tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. The mainstream media is dying. They're panicking. The propaganda arms are losing all their credibility. So now they're engaging in communist Chinese style Orwellian censorship. Paul Watson, we need everybody to get this video out.
Yeah, and there's another thing, Alex, concerning Google. Now, this may be related to the fact that we changed our website design, but it's happening with old articles that, you know, were under the old design. And that is, when you search for an article from PrisonPlanet.com in Google, if you search for any other article, you would get the headline of the page and the keywords or the first paragraph of the page underneath in your Google search. Now when you search for a Prison Planet article, all you get is the headline. You don't get any keywords. thereby relegating the link further down the Google results page. Now, as I said, it's happening on articles that were in the old format. So I've got no explanation as to why that's happening, but it's certainly resulting in making PrisonPlanet.com articles harder to find on Google.
Mm. That's why we need listeners to take our stories, and if you even change the headline yourself sometimes to confuse their system and their blocks. But we have the British government admitting they are censoring universities, city libraries, governments. But it's not just us. It's thousands of other alternative sites. We are just some of the most banned out there. Paul Watson, I want to come back, open the phones up for listeners, their ideas of ways to counter this. We need your help. We're being shut down, ladies and gentlemen. We're being shut down because our information warfare system is going viral, and they are shutting us down. In fact, you can look at Prison Planet numbers. They're cratering. Are you going to let them win, ladies and gentlemen? Are you going to let them shut us down worldwide? Are we going to be like Communist China?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11.
All right, John, out there. Paul Watson, I want to come back, open the phones up for listeners, their ideas of ways to counter this. We need your help. We're being shut down, ladies and gentlemen. We're being shut down because our information warfare system is going viral, and they are shutting us down. In fact, you can look at Prison Planet numbers. They're cratering. Are you going to let them win, ladies and gentlemen? Are you going to let them shut us down worldwide? Are we going to be like Communist China?
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the beast, and its mark, write to the Bible.
Alex Jones.
Psychologically, Paul Watson, Kurt Nemo, myself, the folks that run InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and allied websites, we have become acclimated to being censored by Google and YouTube and MySpace. And they've all been caught. They've all admitted it. We've written major news articles on it. Mainstream news has picked up on our censorship. Now the British government is blocking us out on their wireless networks. This is confirmed. Universities, libraries, this is happening. We need everybody to get this information out to everyone. In fact, I need listeners. I'm going to do this right now. I was given a large donation a few weeks ago. I've been so busy, I hadn't figured out how to use it. I knew I was going to do some contest. $5,000. And we don't have time to wait on this. You need to get on making the video right now. $5,000 prize for whoever makes. It can be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 2 minutes long. I don't care. It just needs to be under 10 minutes. The best video. And I want it to be on YouTube in one other format. It needs to be on two formats. YouTube, one of the other channels. $5,000 for the person. And we're just going to go ahead and set this date for... We'll go ahead and set it for the 19th. What is that, a Thursday or is that a Wednesday coming up this month? The 19th, $5,000. I've had three or four other contests over the years. We will send you a check out. All of the entries will be posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Today, we're going to get the information up on the websites. We're going to go ahead and create a section for the contest. $5,000. $1,000 goes to second place, $500 for third place. That's $6,500 in prizes on that. The individual that gave me the donations has spent it however I wanted. I said, I'm going to spend it on contest. We're going to have another contest for $1,000 for the best trailer using clips from the film Truth Rising. Okay, so that's $7,500 in prizes. We're also going to have $2,000 prize for a new Declaration of Independence listing the crimes of this government. It needs to be a 3-4-page essay. I need to come up with a number of words, roughly, but $2,000 for the best new Declaration of Independence. There will be another. So what is that? Now that's up to like $9,000. There will be a $1,000 prize, literary prize. But the real prize is it's going to go all over the websites. We're going to push it. It's going to be big. A bill of particulars. A listing. It could be 10 pages. It could be 100 pages. Long listing. All the crimes and evidence of chemical, biological testing, killing the American people, others, CPS stealing children, police brutality, the wars. Listing all the crimes of the New World Order. That's like $10,000 in prizes. Okay, I keep waiting. I wanted to write these up. I'm just launching it now. Okay? The 19th is the deadline. The 19th of August. That gives you like 15 days, ladies and gentlemen. Don't wait. Make the videos now. Write the essays now. We will create an email, several emails for the contest, a page, a comment section, a message board. And then, of course, hundreds of videos will be made with each contest. That'll reach tens of millions. Millions will end up in the aggregate reading the new Declaration of Independence and another contest, the Bill of Particulars. That's what they had for the, well, from really 1760 into 1775, was they had little handbills, little newsletters, so they were censored then, listing the crimes of the government, listing the abuses. So there you go, a bunch of different, I've been meaning to launch that. I'm launching it now, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks to a great guy, Daryl, who, Daryl, I got your call yesterday. I'm going to be calling you, who gave us the donation to do that. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That's how we're going to counter this. But I need you now, and you got great minds. You're great editors. We'll post them all on the website now. I need you to not wait. We're going to have, I'm going to go to $11,000, a $1,000 prize for whoever by Friday makes the best video, and that will be chosen by, I'll tell you Monday who the winner is on this $1,000 prize. You know what? Let's make it $2,000. No. $3,000 prize for next Monday. It's got to be on the web by Friday. And you know who wins the $3,000 prize? To defeat tyranny and censorship? Whoever gets the most hits on YouTube with a video about this censorship, editing together the last 45 minutes down to 10 minutes. It could be 5 minutes. Whoever edits the best video down that gets the most hits as of Monday morning. Okay? You will get $3,000. And I'm going to be searching YouTube and seeing what's gotten the most hits. But we'll call that the censorship contest. And then you'll need to email those. We'll have email addresses up for you in the next day. So now we've got, what is it, 4 or 5 contests of over $11,000 coming up for the 19th. But $3,000 for whatever's most viral and whatever's had the most views as of Monday. And that can be on any platform, but I recommend YouTube. Paul Watson, I'm thinking on my feet here. What do you think of the plan?
I think it's a good way to get people motivated. Certainly, this is one of the most important subjects at present because they still consider the internet to be somewhat out of their control and they want to centralize control of it. So that's one of the main agendas.
And why do we need the web? Because, ladies and gentlemen, why do they have to shut it down and restrict it? Because the New York cops can run 15 feet and knock a bicycler off and bust their head open and then charge that person with assaulting the police. And then it gets shown that the cop went and tackled him and then the cop gets in trouble. Or the police, some guy's walking outside out of a convenience store with a glass of ice, no alcohol. They say, come here. He doesn't. So they beat him with a baton, bloody. That comes out, they get in trouble. All this is hurting the New World Order. It's come to a flashpoint. They thought they'd use the web as the worldwide wiretap, as DARPA called it 25 years ago, as the joke. But we've used it as a web to capture them and expose them. They dug a pit for us, and they've fallen into it. They want to shut it down and go to a controlled web. Paul, I'm really fired up. I want to go to some calls here in a moment for you. But right now, any other points you've got?
Yeah. People like Bill Gates have proposed people having to buy credits to send emails where each email would cost you, say, a penny to send, which of course would mean the death knell for political mailing lists. And then there's a quote from BT, which is British Telecom, BT's Graham Whitehead, who said that the anarchic and hazardous nature of the public internet meant that companies are now constructing supervised private IP networks, and this was years ago. Quote, the internet is dead or dying. It's full of viruses, worms, and porn. You have to wear a Kevlar suit before you go online. BT is creating a private network which will be joined to other private networks. And this is Internet 2, which has been around for at least 6 or 7 years.
Meanwhile, it's the big networks, most of them, that are in the business of porn through subsidiaries, making the money. And then they don't censor the porn. They censor us and all of you tomorrow. Go ahead, Watson.
That's the future, is a website on a government subdomain where you have to get a registration just to exist. And, of course, you'll get the DVD downloads in seconds and the high-resolution teleconferencing facilities which universities and corporations already have access to and are using.
That they use tax money to build in the last 7 years.
Yeah, on the fiber optic networks, but you won't have access to prisonplanet.com.
Paul Watson, I need you to go listen to the announcement I just made about these contests. I had a huge article out on that listing why we're doing it, how it's to counter censorship. I don't know. I think that's like $14,000 or more in prizes, ladies and gentlemen, to be paid out in the next 15 days, 3,000 of it on Monday. You're going to get mailed a check Monday. Whoever creates a video about this censorship that goes the most viral. It is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, if we don't have the web, folks, we don't have anything. Paul, I can't believe they're doing this. But I can. I mean, we're kicking their butt.
Well, that's right. I mean, they're moving forward. They know that the internet is the last outpost of freedom of speech. And we're using it to its full effect. So they've announced, you know, they've declared war on it. The White House has, the CENTCOM has, and now are being censored by the British government as well.
See, there's so many facets. CENTCOM announced, what, 2 years ago they were going to put thousands of fake bloggers out and corporate bloggers. They already have huge PR firms writing the stories for the major newspapers in Iraq. In the U.S., they're writing them. They're now doing that against us. These guys are death threatening us all over the message boards with their handles. It goes back to their websites and their CENTCOM and other military goons. My God, it's just incredible the level of attack we're under, Paul. Will the listeners come to our aid? We are the champions on the front line for you.
That's right. It's the battleground, and we need as many troops in the cyber warfare as possible.
Folks, we can completely kick their ass if you will just take action and stop screwing around and face down the New World Order and get aggressive and dedicate yourself to making videos and posting stories and getting information out about web censorship. And we're going to start writing articles every day about this. We're trying to move in a bigger office. We're going to try to hire more people. We're fighting as hard as we can. We need your help right now. We need you. The enemy's knocking down the wall at the gates. We got to block them at the breach. This is it, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to wait, not wait any time. Now, we're going to be uploading the video of this to PrisonPlanet.tv. You can grab it from there. In fact, I'm going to take this last hour rant, and I'm going to post it free on the internet this afternoon, okay? This is going up free. I got to pay for it. It'll cost me thousands of dollars.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jaja in New York, you're on the air with Paul Watson. Go ahead.
What's up, Alex? I'm a new fan. I love you to death. You know, I found you by freak accident. One of my fans sent me to you because I've been fighting with this. My cousin, my late cousin, is Aaron Russo, actually. We were very tight.
You're a hip-hop artist, a blonde. I've seen you.
I'm a rapper, that's right. I'm also a visual artist. You know, I'm very well-known. My stuff's in the museum, Whitney Museum, and I have shows all over the world internationally. And, you know, I was targeted, and this is why I came. I always knew from day one, I knew that the World Trade Center was set up, was an inside job, because I, right across the Twin Towers, I used to live right in Brooklyn, and at 9:10, I had helicopters out my window all that night, and I was printing photographs, I was printing mosh pits in my dark room, I was getting military helicopters overriding my punk rock music, blaring light into my dark room by my loft, where I was right by the Con Ed plant, that we couldn't even think all that night. I walked on the streets, everybody was like, where's the criminal, where's the criminal? There's military helicopters.
Well, I gotta have you on as a guest sometime. I'm aware of your work. What's your take on all this censorship?
Oh, this is, I am so angry. You don't understand. I just sent a bulletin out on MySpace. I am so angry about this. You don't understand, like, the fact that I'm a freedom fighter, you know, I'm a freedom for speech fighter, and the fact that they're going into the UK, this country that we ran for, oh my God, that's the first step for them to really get at us, and it's scary. And I'm going to do everything that I can for you, Alex. I'm going to blast it. I'm going to blare it all over MySpace. And they've already taken me down once. I was in the top 10 for a year and a half. I had 1.5 million hits, and they couldn't stand me. And they've been stealing from me. They've been stealing all my music, all these people in the big corporations. Then they access my computer. Okay, if you know about Aaron, they wiretapped him. They wiretapped my whole family.
Now, that came out in the New York Times. Well, listen, let me get your info, your phone number. I'd like to have you on as a guest sometime because I recognize your voice. I've seen some of your videos, and we really appreciate you calling, Jaja. Okay, we're going to get your number right now.
All right, you got it.
John, go ahead and get that. Look, they can't stop us if more people like her line up. I need the great lady who's at the Ron Paul event who was on with Burmese when I was out of town. She said she's a big fan of the show, and then I woke her up. I didn't know that. We need her to help us. We need everybody to help us because we're under attack. Paul Watson?
That's right, Alex, and there's a groundswell of hip-hop artists over the past 5 or 6 years, but they're not going to get on MTV, are they? Because that's another form of censorship. They pick the music that conforms to the message of keeping the culture down as it is at the moment, obsessed with sex and money, whereas the groundswell of an awakening that is happening in the background is depressed.
Well, folks, we're going to have a big prize coming up the 19th for whoever has the best video promoting PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and to stop censorship, but we can't wait. That's 15 days away. You've got till Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, $3,000 to have one. The winner will be whatever has the most hits. It'll be the same thing with what happens with the 19th, but again, it can't be whatever video wins coming up Sunday, because that may be the biggest video then 15 days from now. So pick which one you want to get involved in. Get all of this out to everybody right now. This is so important. Let's jam in some more calls. Matt in the UK, where the British government is censoring PrisonPlanet.com. Go ahead.
Good morning, or good afternoon, Alex. Thank you much for inviting me on the show.
Welcome.
I'd like to mention, you mentioned Paul Watson, obviously about censorship and obviously accessing InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com as well. I've found it pretty hard to even access your site on InfoWars.
Can you turn your radio off? Because I want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, of course. Come on, 1 minute. Sorry about that. Yeah, I was mentioning that there. I mean, obviously, you mentioned about Paul Watson about obviously censorship on your site. I was mentioning that to your viewers should realise. Obviously, people in the UK, because I've tried to access your site quite a few times.
We did not just hang up on him. He just called in to talk about how the websites are censored in the UK. Yeah, we get these emails. We get screenshots of this. We're being censored like this is China. Paul Watson.
Yeah, I get them all the time. As you say, we're becoming immune to it because, you know, sometimes I just delete them without even checking into it. So, and it's happening a lot in London. From what my brother says, people he's talked to say the same thing, that they can't access it.
John, you just popped in. What were you saying?
I was just saying, I hear him. He's there.
Okay, caller, you're back. You're saying you can't get to InfoWars and Prison Planet.
No, and another thing is mentioned on this editorialization state that we're in. Obviously, I've spread the message in the place that I live in the UK. It's not so far away from where Paul is actually, and it's amazing how I've been followed and been watched.
We got to jump. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN.
Caller, you're back. You're saying you can't get to InfoWars and Prison Planet.
No, and another thing is mentioned on this editorialization state that we're in. Obviously, I've spread the message in the place that I live in the UK. It's not so far away from where Paul is actually, and it's amazing how I've been followed and been watched.
We got to jump. Here we go.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, the British government has been caught censoring PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com.
Don't call my name out your window when I'm leaving.
I'm putting out more than $10,000 in prizes for you to make videos exposing this. But not just my sites, how they're censoring everything and the different ways they're doing it. What they can't stop now, what they're trying to shut down, is a file-sharing network. So you better get the podcast that 60,000 listeners a day are getting and appreciate it and get it out to everybody. Put it on every podcasting service system. It's already number one on most. Let's make it number one everywhere. We're serving it out to 60,000. They're serving it out to millions. We've gone mega viral. They're trying to shut us down, and they're not going to get away with it. There's a lot of different ways to attack the enemy in the info war. Get all of our articles we put out each day. Change the headlines, because that's how they're trying to block them. Make it similar to our headline, but even change the headline if you want. Then attack pattern Delta. Put it out everywhere. Smash them in the info war. Never stop. This is the highest level alert I've ever given you. I want rampaging attacks on the New World Order in the info war. Overrun them like you've never done. I want each of you 10 hours a day savagely attacking. Get my films. Make copies. Get the podcast. Make copies. Get the video feeds we put out. Make copies. I'm taking the last hour and a half. It's going to cost us thousands here, but I'm running it all out to put out this video free today. Why do we charge 15 cents a day for PrisonPlanet.tv? Because we can't afford to put it out free. But you know what? This last hour and a half is so important that it's going up the next couple hours on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so you can slice and dice and boil it down and post it everywhere and go completely nuts and show these murdering bastards of the New World Order they're never going to stop us. All right, we're about to go to Dr. Jerome Corsi breaking major news here today. We're so thankful for him coming on this show to do it. First place you're going to hear it. The embargo is lifted today on his abomination book, so he'll be breaking that down for us, and I don't like either candidate. We're just exposing them all. Let the chips fall where they may. You have 60 seconds, Paul Watson, in your final transmission on this subject today.
Well, yeah, I would encourage anyone who wants to send me their videos that it's Watson at PrisonPlanet.com, and I'll post as many as possible. And it's another rallying call to organize behind and get active and get aggressive with the truth.
Defend free speech, stop communist Chinese-style censorship. Prison Planet banned in the UK by the UK government, ladies and gentlemen. Huge news. We're going to be covering this after Dr. Corsi leaves us in 25 minutes and taking Scott and Carl and Frank and everybody else's calls on this subject. This is a big deal. It affects everybody. Now we go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, thank you for coming on today.
Alex, great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
This is the battle for the Republic. Tell us about the incredible research you have done on Barack Obama, which you can now release today.
Well, I've been researching Obama in this new book, The Obama Nation.
And ladies and gentlemen, huge news. We're going to be covering this after Dr. Corsi leaves us in 25 minutes and taking Scott and Carl and Frank and everybody else's calls on this subject. This is a big deal. It affects everybody. Now we go to Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Corsi, thank you for coming on today.
Alex, great pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
This is the battle for the Republic. Tell us about the incredible research you have done on Barack Obama, which you can now release today.
Well, I've been researching Obama in this new book, The Obama Nation, since 2006. That was when I decided Obama was likely to be the candidate. I started researching him. The book is, Alex, it's 360 pages long. I've got nearly 700 footnotes in it. And the footnotes are all, you know, many of them are websites. You can see them. I thoroughly researched it. For instance, I did phone interviews in Kenya, in Indonesia, where Obama lived from the time he was 6 to 9 years old with his Islamic stepfather. I translated Islamic, from Indonesian, translated the Indonesian newspapers. I went to the Indonesian TV. I watched hundreds of hours of Indonesian TV, Kenyan TV. The book is thoroughly documented, and I'll stand by every statement and every claim in the book.
Well, drop the bombshells on us, all the
pretty details
are in the book.
Well, the bombshells are these. Here's the bombshells. It's titled Radical Politics and the Cult of Personality. I show that going back to Obama's mentor in when he was in Hawaii in high school, Obama's mentor was named Frank in the autobiography. It's Frank Marshall Davis, who was a communist poet, a communist journalist from Chicago, who retired in his later years when Obama was in high school. Obama writes that he, you know, this was the time Obama was experimenting with marijuana and cocaine. He would drink alcohol and smoke cigarettes and spend time with Frank Marshall Davis, who his father introduced him to, his grandfather introduced him to. And Davis would read his radical communist poetry and was mentor to forming Obama's views. I mean, this has continued. Obama in Chicago was a Saul Alinsky organizer. Saul Alinsky was a radical socialist organizer, wrote Rules for Radical, said, you know, Machiavelli wrote The Prince for the haves to keep what they have. Alinsky said he wrote Rules for Radical for the have-nots to take it away. And Alinsky dedicated Rules for Radicals to Lucifer. He taught a radical redistribution of wealth. You know, you go into a community and you sharpen the, you rub together raw the discontent in the community, listen to the community to get in its own voice the grievances so you can grab power and get a redistribution of wealth. It's continuing even today in Obama's policy. Obama's energy solution, get windfall profit taxes taken from the oil companies and send the poor a $1,000 check. It's a complete redistribution of wealth. What company is Obama going to rob from next to get the next $1,000 check to the poor?
Well, he's going to rob it from the middle class that's disappearing to the international bankers who want the debt. We know communism is actually the ultra-elite's favorite tool to rob and destroy the middle class.
Well, Obama will be right at home because he's dealt with all the top criminals. In Chicago, for 17 years, his campaign fundraiser and, you know, a supporter was Tony Rezko, this now convicted criminal who was the fixer in Chicago. Rezko is Syrian. Rezko's game was he would get these high valued properties that were, you know, low income ghetto housing, the ghetto housing, you know, free housing, public interest housing, welfare projects. And Rezko would get title to them. He would borrow millions of dollars on these low-income housing projects. He wouldn't put any repairs in the buildings, or so few repairs, that almost all of Rezko's low-income housing projects are today boarded up and abandoned. Some 12 of them were in Obama's district when he was in the state legislator. Instead of supporting the constituents, the poor people, that Rezko was throwing out into the streets, Obama worked for the law firm that represented Rezko. He wrote letters for at least one of Rezko's projects, and Obama never asked for legislation or investigations of Rezko to come to the assistance of the poor people in his district who were being plagued by his legal client, Rezko. And then, to even make it worse, Alex, when it came time for Obama to buy his dream house, which he did a couple of years ago, Rezko found the property across the street from Rezko in this Tony, you know, high-priced section of Hyde Park in Chicago's south side, a mostly minority community. But, of course, the University of Chicago's there. So in the University of Chicago, Hyde Park, Tony section of Chicago's poor minority east south side, Obama comes to buy this essentially multi-million-dollar property with two lots, you know, one of these Victorian redone houses, and Obama can't afford it. So Rezko's wife buys the vacant lot that is part of the property fenced in, this two-lot property on which the house sits. Obama gets a cheaper deal on the house, and then after the deal goes down, Obama's wife sells the vacant lot in part back to Obama, who buys part of the, like, 10 feet of the vacant lot, and then they sell the rest of it to a friend of Obama and the friend of the alderman in the area who will not permit another property to be built on it. So for half the deal, Obama ends up getting the whole property. And in the mess, in all that mess with Rezko, this criminal, you know, getting his millions out of bilking the poor and their housing projects, Obama's benefactor and great buddy, when they needed more money, right at the time this house transaction was coming down, Nadmi Aoki, Aoki is the bag man for Saddam Hussein's oil for food deal, a billionaire who lives in London, one of the owners of Bank BNP Paribas, criminal bank that did the oil for food deal for Saddam Hussein, well, Aoki lends Resco something like $3.7 million just at the right time for Obama's down payment to be made and for the down payment on the lot next door to be made.
So not just Chicago-style mafia corruption, but hardcore international deals with traffickers who work with people like Saddam Hussein.
Correct. And these connections through Audi in the Middle East are not, you know, that Tony Resco has a whole network of them. I tracked down others of Al-Samari, another Iraqi who was trying to corner the cell phone market in Iraq after the war. And he had Resco involved in his scheme. And, of course, you know, Al-Samari put down his homes in Chicago, of all places, as part of the bail for Resco when Resco was in jail.
Well, that's why the establishment
ended up being a business partner.
That's why the establishment likes Obama, because there's so much dirt on him, they can fully compromise him, fully control him.
At any moment. He's totally vulnerable because the financial ties go back to guys like Resco, who built the very minority community that Obama is trying to champion, while Obama was Resco's lawyer. And then Obama did such a good job helping this criminal Resco. He made sure that he, Michelle, and the two girls got this dream house they couldn't afford. Mm-hmm. And when it became necessary to get a little bit more cash, they called up Aoki on the phone and had some money wired in from the Middle East.
Now, what are they getting from Barack Obama for all these goodies they're giving him?
Well, Obama has a long history of supporting the pro-Palestinian, anti-Israel groups that he funded in Chicago. When Obama was on this Woods Foundation with William Ayers, who is, by the way, the Weather Underground bomber, they funded this Arab American network that Rashid Khalidi put together, strongly pro-Palestinian, strongly anti-Israel, and it's carried through again to the present, because the current advisors that Obama has working on his campaign, including this General Tony McPeak, who is the co-chairman of Obama's current presidential campaign, has been writing articles in which he says, for instance, that the Jews in Miami and New York are the reason that our foreign policy is influenced to be pro-Israel, and that's the reason the Israel conflict can't be settled. I mean, as far back as 1976, as General McPeak was writing in Foreign Affairs, the magazine of the Council on Foreign Relations, insisting that Israel needed to give back parts of the Golan Heights and the West Bank.
Well, I want to be clear here. Either way you cut it, both candidates are New World Order. Barack Obama, if there was any doubt, called for a New World Order and said, well, we all have to work hard. We don't have a choice. We must serve this global government. Just a week and a half ago when he was in Berlin. But regardless, this either goes two ways. They allow him into office because he's totally compromised, and the establishment can destroy him anytime they want with all this information that's been documented in triplicate. Or they're planning to totally destroy him once the full nomination happens during the campaign, and then McCain's going to go in. And either way,
we get a globalist.
Either way, we get a globalist, and I see massive riots if they do shoot down Obama. So I may be wrong, but it looks like the establishment, the big money, is behind Obama because he's fully compromised. And do you agree?
Obama's going to lose. I'm sure that the compromise that Obama has not escaped the interest of the moneyed people who are behind Obama. And, this is clearly a choice of, the lesser of the two evils. Now, I did not write Obamanation to support McCain. I make this very clear. I wrote Obamanation only to oppose Obama. I mean, I myself am Constitution Party. I'll vote for Chuck Baldwin. That's where my vote's going. If McCain is the president, we'll have to fight. I've been writing in WorldNet Daily, where I'm a senior staff reporter. I've been writing for 4 years hard against McCain on his comprehensive immigration reform that he was going for with Ted Kennedy.
Yeah, we know that.
I'm sure I will be writing against him for four more years.
Bottom line, you then think that the establishment is going to destroy Barack Obama. You're saying it's John McCain.
I think John McCain is going to be the next president.
Do you think we're going to have riots?
possible. Could easily happen. I think the African American community is not going to like seeing Barack Obama really attacked as this strongly. But the problem is, Alex, everything I'm bringing forward is truth.
Well, he's a poverty pimp. He's a poverty pimp, so blacks shouldn't like him.
Well, once they understand that, blacks may understand that that this Obama is not the guy they thought he was. I also have traced Obama's connections into Africa very thoroughly.
Yeah, let's stop there. That's what I want to cover for the rest of the show, because you've broken a lot of stuff that's already been documented in the mainstream news, some new connections that weren't, Dr. Corsi. Let's get into Barack Hussein Obama. Is he really a Muslim? Was his dad really a Muslim?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and tell us.
Well, first of all, Obama says he never got Islamic instruction. It's not true. In Indonesia, and he was there from 6 to 9, his Islamic stepfather registered Obama. Even in the Catholic school, he registered him as a Muslim. And then in the public school, at least 1 year, maybe two, Obama got Islamic instruction. And this was advanced Islamic instruction.
That is bombshell, Dr. Corsi.
Yes.
That is bombshell, because not that he's really a Muslim, that he's lied, about it. And
exactly.
We shouldn't have anybody as president who both their parents aren't Americans. Bottom line, that's always been the way it is. They even passed laws in Europe against people from outside becoming president or chancellor because this allows infiltration. You're telling me, tell us the proof in your book that Barack Obama did attend Muslim school.
Well, the first proof is I found a line in Obama's own autobiography where he admitted it.
Unbelievable.
He said in one passing line in about a page, the middle of the book, Obama says his mother was angry at him because he made faces in Quran studies. And, that one sentence validated it. Then the Indonesian newspapers, which I translated, and the Indonesian television went back and interviewed schoolmates of Obama. They said he attended Islamic instruction in the public school. They also said that all 4 years Obama was there, he went to mosque with his father.
So it's not
Oral
a rumor. It's not a rumor. His stepfather was a Muslim. He has family, brothers, and people that are Muslims. And so, bottom line, he has been lying the entire time, and that's why they put him up there. He is a ringer, folks. He's meant to take a dive for John McCain. So this is nonpartisan. The facts are in. He will be destroyed in this election.
I believe so. And, the lies continue because, for instance, Obama, in 2007, was interviewed by Nicholas Kristof, who is a columnist in the New York Times, and Kristof wrote this up. Obama came into his office and sang the Islamic call to prayer in the sunset. And he did it perfectly, and in Arabic. And Kristof said, Obama said that that's one of the most beautiful sounds, the prettiest sounds on earth at sunset. That's Nicholas Kristof reporting in the New York Times, and I cite it and footnoted it in the book.
Unbelievable, folks. The media is holding this back, calling it a hoax, until they're ready to bring it out to destroy Barack Obama. You heard it here first. Dr. Corsi, stay with us.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA's secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Alabama state code makes it illegal to drive barefoot. In Downey, California, it's illegal to wash your car in the street. In Minnesota, you can be fined for displaying that your vehicle is for sale. These laws are obviously not made to protect us, but instead to help states profit. The use of red light cameras is another great example. They intrude on your privacy, are unconstitutional, and cost you valuable time and money. SprayYourPlate.com is a spray-on photo blocker that protects against red light cameras, toll cameras, and speed cameras. One application lasts a lifetime, is undetectable, and each can covers up to 4 license plates. Simply spray it on, let it dry, and you're protected. All orders are kept strictly confidential, and for the month of August, receive free shipping and a $5 bill enclosed with every order. Call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Or go to sprayyourplate.com. That's sprayyourplate.com. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new 2-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Dr. Corsi's going to be with us about another 25 minutes. I know we have loaded phone lines. Wanted to talk about PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com being censored by the British government. Massive news in and of itself. But they're censoring thousands of other sites. Like Communist China. We will cover that for the last hour and a half of the show. But I want John to go through the calls and find out who wants to talk to Dr. Corsi about this issue in the last 10 minutes with him. He's going to be with us about 15, 20 after or so. And this is an exclusive. First big interview he's done. It's the first day he can talk about the book. We're so honored he's joined us. You know, I have differences with Dr. Corsi on a few issues, but the world is more complex than many of you, see it as the players. This is more sophisticated, and Dr. Corsi has come a long way in fighting the New World Order and to waking up the state-sponsored terror and a lot more. But this Barack Obama thing, the way the media is worshiping him is scary. This is the setup. I believe it is going to be the setup and that they are going to pull the rug out from under him by design to create more racial division and then give us John McCain. So we're saying you can't vote for either one. We're just analyzing the cold, hard facts. And, folks, his name is Barack Hussein Obama. He was raised in foreign countries, Indonesia and Africa. He does have communists all over the place, everywhere. He does have Marxists everywhere. He does have Muslims everywhere. And I'm not even attacking Muslims here. Muslims know that. But I'm not going to play games here, just like I don't play games with Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabis that the CIA is involved with. You know, just because somebody's a Muslim doesn't suddenly mean they're good. No. Contrary, ladies and gentlemen, he is a liar. He is a liar about his faith and who he is. And this is outrageous. But the point is, black people, Democrats, liberals, you'd love to be able to vote for somebody real. They're going to take him away from you. They're going to crush him right in front of you. Dr. Corsi, do you agree with that analysis?
Yes, I think you're right. I mean, I think you've got a situation where Barack Obama has lied so thoroughly. And now that I write Obama Nation, and I've got close to 700 footnotes, I'm documenting not only his education as a communist socialist mentor in Hawaii, his working under Saul Alinsky and that radical system in Chicago, his influence by Malcolm X, this black liberation theology, and now his work in Kenya, which goes right back to his father's roots.
But let's be fair to Malcolm. He changed at the end, and that's why he got killed.
Well, yes, but I'm talking about the part
that
Obama identifies with is, the autobiography of Malcolm X, and even to Malcolm X railing on this, Obama specifically discusses in his autobiography, Malcolm X railing, he's got white blood in him and he wants to get out of it. And Obama's saying, well, he has white blood and he identified with that as a curse. Well, that's right out of black liberation theology is Malcolm X influenced, James Cone.
Yeah, white people are the devil, and I'm sick of it.
White people are the devil. And we are the imperialists and the colonialists of today oppressing African-American
ghettos. Well, what they teach
ghettos.
Is that we're subhuman. We are a sub-creation. Yeah. We're basically Cain.
That, and that's, you know, that's the part of the black liberation theology that shares with the black Muslims and Malcolm X.
Well, it's the reverse. And, I mean, the slave traders, who, by the way, were predominantly Arab, they taught the white Europeans
correct.
How to do it. Historical fact, Encyclopedia Britannica, historical fact, that's basically what the racist Arabs and whites taught, was that blacks were a bad creation. Now they just flipped it around. They're both disgusting.
Disgusting. And, you know, but this whole James Cone is saying, this is the core of black liberation theology, Reverend Wright says so, is that Jesus Christ was black. He was a African Palestinian opposing the imperialist colonialists of the day, which would be the Romans occupying Israel. And so Reverend Wright, when he says GD America, is really at the core of what black liberation theology is all about.
Which, by the way, the globalists want the illegal aliens saying GD America and the black. They want to bring America down, so they're serving the New World Order. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is a tie-in to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com being censored in Europe, England, universities, corporations here in the U.S. being put on the software people download to, quote, have safe internet surfing. I've seen it documented all over the place that Barack Obama websites, their ISPs are being shut down. People are having their accounts terminated. There's an army of lawyers that's even come out in the news that are going around doing this. So there's big muscle behind censoring the web for that as well. Let's digress into that for a moment, Dr. Corsi, because you and I were talking about it during the break.
Well, I'm finding increasingly that sites or photographs or material I used on Barack Obama gets taken down after I've been writing about it. We did as much capture at WorldNet Daily of sites and of photographs as we could before they got taken down. And Alex, I really want to get into the story about Kenya. I think this is critical in understanding
Obama.
You've
got the floor. You've got the floor.
Obama went back to Kenya in 2006, and he started supporting this politician, Raila Odinga. Odinga is a radical socialist who was identified with Obama's father. Odinga, or 00, the father, was he was vice president in the Kenyatta government in 63 when Kenya was independent. But they were both communists. Raila Odinga got his education in East Germany, and he named his first son Fidel. Okay, now, what Obama did in 2006 when he went back to visit in Africa is he started supporting this radical Odinga for the presidency. Odinga was running for the presidency, and I even cite and run on WorldNet Daily, it's up there now, a videotape in which the one of the spokespeople for the government, President Kibaki's spokesperson, Alfred Mutua, said that Obama was inappropriately meddling in Kenyan politics and had become a stooge for Odinga. Now, to carry this story forward, Odinga signed a memorandum of understanding with the radical Islamicists in Kenya, saying that he would expand Sharia and support the Islamic areas of the country if the Muslims would vote for him. And Sheikh Abdul Abdi, who signed this agreement, gave a press conference. I cited in the book. I also show the press conference on WorldNet Daily and in the YouTube video clip. So Odinga supported the Islamicists. Then when Odinga loses in December 2007 to Kibaki, Odinga prompts protests which lead into several weeks of violence. 1,000 people are killed. The Luo tribe, Odinga's tribe, which is also Obama's tribe, start killing Kikuyu, and they also start killing Christians. So in Eldoret, one town in Kenya, some 50 Christians end up trying to get refuge in a church, and these angry Luo mobs burn it down. I mean, it's basically, and Obama, through this whole period of time, including during the New Hampshire primary, was on the phone almost daily back to Africa advising Odinga. So here you've got a guy running for president of the United States whose father was Kenyan, went back to Kenya, was a failed politician, a leftist himself. Obama is now trying to recover his father's legacy, supporting this Raila Odinga, who's the son. Even though the son signs memorandums of understanding with the Islamic groups and encourages violence in order to get to be prime minister under Kibaki, which he now is, that's how they settled the violence. Despite the fact the violence, you know, killed 1,000 people, displaced 350,000 in Kenya, ended up being tribal violence, Luo against Kikuyu, and ended up being religious violence, Muslims against Christians. And Obama's never stopped supporting Odinga.
It's an amazing,
remarkable story.
Amazing. We'll go through more of his roots. I want you to recap basically the communist background, the Muslim background, all of it. And how could Muslims support a communist Muslim? I mean, about most Muslims are anti-communist. We'll be right back with Dr. Jerome Corsi right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline. Buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket, and you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom.
PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Mainstream news is reporting that large numbers of troops being given experimental shots, they won't tell them what they are dying. Dying. We're going to play this coming up at the bottom of the hour, then get into the web censorship. A big stack of news I've got. And open phones for so many people that are holding, like Frank and Carl and everybody else. In fact, Scott, Carl, Fred, and others are for Dr. Corsi. We'll be talking to you guys coming up here in about 6-7 minutes. He's going to be with us at the bottom of the hour because this information is too important. We're only covering the facts here. Dr. Corsi is very careful. So I've read three of his books. I mean, Late Great USA is excellent. We carry it at InfoWars.com. On having the source documents in triplicate. He's a best-selling author, researcher, has a degree from Harvard. And if he's telling you this stuff's going on Barack Obama, you can take it to the bank. Now, again, even if you're a Barack Obama supporter, you've been set up. This is all going to be brought out, and it's meant to turn the country in against itself. Just recap all the key points about the Muslim stuff and the communist stuff and anything else you haven't covered.
Well, the section we just covered, where Obama is very deeply involved in Kenyan politics, supporting this Raila Odinga running for president, who, you know, was, goes back to his father, because Odinga's father and Obama's father were tied together, a generation earlier in Kenyan politics. And this Raila Odinga signs a memorandum of understanding with the radical Islamicists in Kenya to support Sharia law, and Obama continues to support Odinga. Then Odinga loses the December 2007, this only happened a few months ago, he loses the presidential election, prompts protests which lead to a wave of violence, 1,000 people in Kenya are killed, 350,000 displaced, 300 Christian churches destroyed, no mosques destroyed, and the violence against the Luo tribesmen, both Obama and Odinga are Luo tribesmen, the violence was against the Kikuyu majority tribe, which is President Kibaki. And Obama is on the telephone with Odinga even while campaigning in New Hampshire on a daily basis. And Obama yet today, despite these massacres against Christians, you know, burning 50 Christians who were herded into a church and the mob wouldn't let them escape, they burned down the church with the people in it. I mean, and Obama continues to support Odinga, who used this wave of violence in order to propel him from a lost election into being a power-sharing arrangement where he's currently the prime minister of Kenya, co-president.
So he supports the campaigns and goes in campaigns for people that mass murder Christians.
Yeah.
Shifting gears, I want to get more into the other points, but shifting gears, what about him being for socialized health care? What about $1,000 energy credits we'll all have to pay taxes on? What about Barack Obama calling for a million-person youth brigade to, quote, gather intelligence and be armed in the streets of the United States? What about the Illinois governor who he's tied in with now coming out and saying they're going to have gun sweeps with the National Guard, NBC News? I mean, just the policies
radically
of Barack Obama.
Radically anti-Second Amendment, even in this famous case, DeMar in Chicago, going against the right of a gun owner to use his weapon to defend himself against a burglar in his own home. Radically wanting to double the capital gains tax, which would destroy investment, and cut tax revenue. Radically pro-abortion, thinking a woman has the right to abortions, so that even if a child, let's say in a late-term, a labor-induced abortion, like one of the famous cases in Chicago,
killing a baby that could be adopted. Killing a baby.
The baby ought to be. They said kill the baby because the woman has an absolute right to demand an abortion. If the baby lives, the abortion still kill it. mean, it's shocking, but it's true, and it's on the record. And Obama, I even quote Obama's speech in the state legislature on that case. It's shocking.
And then we've got...
All of this goes back to what Obama has been lying about from the beginning, which is his radical roots as a socialist with, you know, even a communist mentor in high school, Saul Alinsky, his involvement with criminal gangs and criminal groups like Rezco, the developer, the community developer who would take these low-income housing projects, get loans on them, rape the loans, leave the housing projects so poorly redeveloped that today they're boarded up and unoccupied. While Obama did the legal work for Rezco, he allowed Rezco to make campaign contributions to him, and Obama, even with some of the projects in Obama's own district, did nothing to protect the poor people in his district who were being thrown out of these Rezco uninhabitable projects.
Okay, the book is out today, or it actually launches tomorrow officially, Abomination, Dr. Jerome Corsi. I want to shift gears into a totally different subject and then get back into Obama and take calls right now, Dr. Corsi. But first off, we have the Council on Foreign Relations, Dr. Robert Pastor, playing possum, saying the NAU is dead.
Yes.
You did a big report on that last week.
Yes.
That's possum behavior, because here in Texas,
no,
they've said three times that the Trans-Texas NAFTA, Trans-Texas Corridor deal is dead, and they keep building it.
Well, and in fact, if you read Pastor's article very closely, he's just saying that a tactical mistake was made with the Security and Prosperity Partnership with these bureaucratic working groups. And when we expose them, you know, when your shows like yours, you were in the lead on this, Alex. I was writing Lake Great USA. Just the exposure of these bureaucratic working groups meant that they couldn't accomplish their behind the scenes, you know, putting together the United States, Mexico, and Canada. So that tactic failed. But all that Pastor's saying is, let's continue North American integration in a different approach. Now he wants to go to a North American community to create these institutions like this North American Investment Fund, pouring more billions into Mexico to try to, you know, up the quality of Mexican life so it can be more easily integrated. Pastor wants us to have, you know, biometric border pass cards for trusted traders.
So he calls an expansion a retreat. This is just like the North Vietnamese during the Tet Offensive claiming it was a ceasefire.
He's saying, look, we got beat on this tactic, so we're going to call that tactic dead, but we're going to continue to pursue North American integration now under the banner of thinking like North Americans on the way to the development
classic,
of a North American community.
Which is how the EU started. Classic military tactic, methodology.
Regroup, rename, come back at it again. That's all this is. This is a regrouping and renaming.
Okay, let's go to calls here. Let us go ahead. Let me pull my call list up here. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Arizona. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. My question is, with Barack Obama going to the media, which are, of course, with his book, I know he's going to be hitting a lot of the major outlet sources out there. I wondered if he would be able to bring this stuff up during his interview, and you know, or would they try to edit that out? And what you just talked about.
I've been doing very well getting this information out. I mean, I've been on Fox. I have several more. I'm doing radio now. You know, we've got radio lined up for the entire week and more television. I won't get on. The screening will be no mainstream media. You won't see this in ABC, NBC, or CBS. You won't see it in the Los Angeles Times or the New York Times. They'll poo-poo all this or attempt to ignore it. But I think, as we demonstrated when I co-authored Unfit for Command, you know, Obama's ignoring this at his own peril, because every day they're not commenting, the book is becoming a bestseller. And in bestsellers, there's going to be hundreds of thousands of people reading this book out there before Obama said a word in response. The ideas will take hold. The arguments are true. You know, I've got 700 footnotes in this book. It's 360 pages.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's the same thing with 9/11 truth. They ignored us too long. Now it's too late for them. And it's going to be the same thing with this.
And, you know, what we showed in Unfit for Command and what we're showing here is that as people get a hold of the truth, as they read the book and see that all the investigation I'm doing in Obama's life is true, and, you know, when Obama says, well, I didn't know Reverend Wright very well, that's just not true. He was in the church, Trinity United, for 20 years, and Obama's smart enough to have gotten a Harvard law degree. He knew exactly what black liberation theology was.
Let's take another call.
What a fringe religion it is, even among the African-Americans.
Carl in Montreal, you're on the air with Jerome Corsi.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. I have a thing, question about Obama, but I had another question later regarding the censorship. But the thing about Obama, I looked at some of the photographs this past weekend in the newspaper, and I noticed he was wearing a bracelet around his right arm with Hebrew writing on it and small writing. It's almost unnoticeable. I was wondering if you noticed what that is. If that
Kabbalah.
Was sort of Masonic or Kabbalah?
I don't know what it is, but he started wearing that in Israel in some kind of a communication. You know, Obama's wouldn't wear the flag lapel pin, and he, you know, made a big deal out of that. Wouldn't salute in Iowa at one of the, when the Pledge of Allegiance, I guess that was when the Star Spangled Banner was being sung. And Obama then is coming up with this new bracelet. I'm sure it's some kind of secret communication that he thinks means something to somebody. But Obama, when you look at Obama's record on Israel, he's been pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel until now when he wants to move to the center and look like he's a great friend of Israel. That's why I call the book Leftist Politics and Cult of Personality, because they're making up Axelrod as campaign strategist, is making this fictional persona for Obama to live in, which is not really who Obama is.
What he is a ringer. Anything else, Carl?
I had a question later about censorship. I don't know. I could bring that up. I don't want to bring it up now, but regarding censorship that I've experienced, emails that were sent overseas that just never reached their destination, a problem with my own website being censored, being taken off of Yahoo and Google.
No, it's everywhere, sir. We're all being censored. All alternative media is. It's been admitted hundreds of times in different ways. We've got a lot of articles on that subject on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but thank you for the call. You've been put on list of banned sites. I know WorldNet Daily is on a lot of those, on different networks, government networks and wireless systems and everything else. They're doing it to everybody except for establishment bull, because we're kicking their hind ends. We're going to come back, talk to Fred and Philly and others for Dr. Jerome Corsi. You can get the book today, Amazon.com, many other places, WorldNetDaily.com. It's Abomination. This is the exclusive. You're hearing him here first. He's going on Glenn Beck later today. Stay with us.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is a key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents, featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and Mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's pepperspray.com, or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
A state of war only serves as an excuse for domestic tyranny. Alexander Solzhenitsyn died yesterday of heart failure.
This is the end, my only friend.
You know, I've been trying to interview him for 10 years with a language barrier. He's been in bad health for 10 years. Never could get him on. And now he's beyond my reach forever.
Of everything that stands.
We got a caller that disagrees with you, Dr. Corsi. I want to go to him in the time we've got left here in a moment. But before we do that, Cy Hirsch has been very accurate. Said at a media conference that he didn't put details in an article about Cheney wanting pretexts to attack Iran. But Cheney proposed just a few months ago creating fake Iranian PT patrol boats, having Navy SEALs armed, have an engagement, quote, a shootout with larger vessels, U.S. vessels. A, were you aware of that? And B, what's your take on it?
My take? I think it's a bad idea. I was not aware of it. But, I mean, didn't we try that in the Tonkin Gulf already once? I mean, do we need to go that routine again? It's pretty transparent. I think if anybody were to try that, it would be laughed at and laughed out of Congress immediately. I don't think these patrol boats the Iranians have had have been nearly as serious. Yes, our commanders have to, after the Cole was attacked, be cautious that their ships are not attacked. But I don't think the Iranian ships in the Gulf are anything more than a nuisance.
Well, the point is, it's a big deal that they're talking about staging.
Look, I've been saying for some time that the Bush administration was ready for a war in Iran. I've been arguing against a war since 2005 when I wrote Atomic Iran and walked for 200 miles with the Iranian freedom fighters trying to change their own country through peaceful means.
Because that will strengthen the hardliners.
Yes, well, you know, the whole idea of a false flag attack launched in order to generate a war is reprehensible and should not even be contemplated ever by anybody.
Let's talk to Ron in Arizona. Ron, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Alex, I've been listening to you for the last 3 years, have not missed a single program. I've seen all your films up to Terror Storm. And here's why I disagree with you and Mr. Corsi on Obama. America has a choice in the next 12 years of A, McCain for 4 years, Hillary for 8 years, which means 12 more years of Daddy Bush administration, or B, Obama for 8 years and then a Republican for 8 years. Now, which would you rather have, Mr. Corsi, Alex Jones? Would you rather have McCain and Hillary or Obama, someone who we could stand up to and say, hey, you said this during the campaign, you're for change, why can't you stop forwarding the old Bush administration program.
Well, I'm saying it doesn't matter either way. Dr. Corsi?
Yeah, I'm saying if those are our choices, it's I'm with Joseph Farah, none of the above. I mean, these are, you know, I'm not for, because I wrote Abomination does not mean I'm for John McCain. I think we'll have to fight John McCain as well for 4 years in office. I'm not sure John
McCain
will make 4 years.
You're just reporting that Barack Obama is a big liar and compromised.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm reporting the truth about an extreme socialist who sympathizes with radical Islamic groups and is opposed to Israel, has a defense policy that is weak, and whose economic policies would bankrupt the United States in radical redistribution of income schemes. And I'm attacking Obama. There's not, you know, I'm not supporting McCain with this book. I've never met John McCain. I've never met Barack Obama.
No, I know you don't like McCain. Ron, thank you. Fred in Philly, last caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a problem with his credibility, Alex. Mr. Corsi, I've basically supported you. I had a battle, call up and really battle the ITA, Commerce Department, Mary Anastasia O'Grady, and now you say this is the first time you've been on radio pushing your book, but I've heard you on AM talk radio on these AM stations.
No, he's giving details today. He was on here a week ago talking about Obama, too.
Yeah. The book premiered on Thursday on Hannity's Radio and Hannity's TV, Fox and Friends. On Friday, I was on G. Gordon Liddy's. It was the first day the book was in the stores, and I was on Levin's show.
This is
Mark
a distraction. The point is
this is the first show. This is the first week of the publication, and you know, with Alex, I promised I would come on the first week of the publication, just as soon as I could. It's the first week the books are in the store.
Yeah, well, it's a distraction from the overall deal, but I've got to let Dr. Corsi go. I'm going to let you come back, Fred, and say some words, whatever it's about. I don't want to cut you short. Okay,
now,
Dr. Corsi.
It's an honor to be with you.
You bet. The book's Abomination. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to come back to a bunch of your calls about censorship, web censorship, Prison Planet, Infowars.com, ban in the UK, and secret vaccines killing the troops. You don't want to miss this key information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of August, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
This is not America.
My friends.
Sha-la-la-la-la.
Little beats of you.
We've had a bunch of guests on bashing John McCain.
Little beats in me will die.
We've had guests on like what I call leftists, call himself that. Webster Tarpley last week, right winger, Jerome Corsi, who are against Barack Obama. I am not weighing in on this ridiculous contest. It means nothing. I'm just illustrating how both men are totally compromised and bought and paid for by the New World Order. I have supported Ron Paul, now I'm supporting the Constitution Party, and Chuck Baldwin. But Barack Obama is a liar. He has called for a new world order and says we all have to serve it as slaves, basically. That cue that up. Cue that up from last week, please. And we're here talking about it. We're here bringing you different guests, different perspectives, different ideas, so we can have a large discussion. And so we can point out trends. I mean, we have gone from most Americans not knowing about government-sponsored terror to Ron Paul coming on and talking about it at the start of the show today for 30 minutes, 30-minute interview, to Dr. Corsi admitting they staged terror attacks and going on this show and others and saying 9/11 may have been an inside job. I mean, they're having to capitulate to the facts. We are winning. We are becoming mainstream. The New World Order is in trouble. The North American Union's in trouble. The European Union's in trouble, being voted out from the Netherlands to France to Ireland. Does that mean we're still not in deep trouble in the fight of our lives? Absolutely not. Things are serious. But we have to get winner mentalities and mentalities of being winners and taking this country and this planet back for liberty now. Now, here's the Barack Obama clip for anybody who doesn't understand what's happening. This is him in Germany basically saying we're slaves to global government. We have to give more. We have to do what they say. Here it is.
Well, there have been extraordinary scenes in Berlin tonight as thousands of people gathered to hear Barack Obama deliver key foreign policy speech on his current European tour. The Democratic presidential hopeful laid out his vision for America's place in a new world order, saying he was speaking as a proud citizen of the United States and a fellow citizen of the world. Well, Senator Obama's tackled America's place in the world at several points in his speech, acknowledging recent splits between the U.S. and the rest of the international community.
In Europe, the view that America is part of what has gone wrong in our world, rather than a force to help us make it right, has become all too common. Yes, there have been differences between America and Europe. No doubt there will be differences in the future. But the burdens of global citizenship continue to bind us together. A change of leadership in Washington will not lift this burden. In this new century, Americans and Europeans alike will be required to do more, not less. Partnership and cooperation among nations is not a choice. It is the only way, the one way, to protect our common security and advance our common humanity.
The left is defending that speech. They are defending it, saying, well, Ronald Reagan called for that. Well, George Bush Sr. called for that. Absolutely. It's nonpartisan. That was his, I'm bought and paid for by the man, I'm owned by the New World Order. So get this straight. I stand against John McCain, I stand against Barack Obama. I could care less the color of the melanin in their skin. I could care less. I care about the content of their minds. And those of you that are in this love affair with Barack Obama, you're going to find out that he's a ringer. You're going to find out he's there to fall flat on his face. He's there to wreck any chance we ever have of having a black president in the near future, or even in the long term. He is creating more division than he's creating unity. Get past it. He's a puppet. The Democratic and Republican conventions, the parties, all of it at the national level is a distraction and a diversion. It is a curtain that skirts the real world, the real power structure. And we are still having to have debates with the American people about whether there's a plan for a world government or a North American Union or an EU when they're in our face staring us down. It's so childlike to even have these debates. It doesn't matter. People say, well, we don't want another 8 years of Bush Sr. basically running things through whoever, through McCain or Clinton. It doesn't matter. They're just puppets, too. You think George Bush Sr. runs anything? He's a super gopher for the big banks, for the military-industrial complex, for the oil companies, for British intelligence, for Mossad. When you get to the highest levels of global government, when they have Carlyle Group functions and Bilderberg Group meetings and Bohemian Grove and Trilateral Commission meetings, there's Arabs, there's Jews, there's Catholics, there's Protestants, there's royalty. They're all there, folks, and it's a game against us. It's a system against us. It's a program against us, the people. Let's just grow up and get that through our heads, because then we can get past the foil, past the shield, past the front, and get into some reality. I'm going to go to your phone calls, Fred, JJ, Trevor, Doug, and Zach, and then I'm going to play a seven-minute newscast to analyze it and comment on it. And I see these in regional news in Kansas and in Texas and Illinois and New York, Florida. I've seen more than 30, 40 reports over the last couple years where troops are sent in to clean up DU, and then you'll have a group of 100-plus men, and almost all of them die. The others are barely alive. They've all got cancers in their nasal passages and their lungs when they're 25, 30 years old, 18 years old. They come home. They're in a wheelchair in a week. In a month, they're on a dialysis. 6 months later, they're on a respirator. And then they go on the ground. You know, I told the story. Let's just play this now, and then we'll go to your calls. It's too important. I told the story of last year, last August, I was showing Endgame a month before it was released on DVD. At the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar. And a man who is the head press person for Governor Rick Perry comes up to me, and I recognize him from TV, and he had a little tear in his eye. He was with his wife. And he said, Alex, I want you to know I worked at Fort Sam Houston. I know you've heard this story, but for those that haven't, I'm going to tell it again. He goes, I worked at Fort Sam Houston, and they sent down, I think he said, four Special Forces guys from Fort Bragg. And the base gave them shots, and we were there to watch what happened to them, and they all died. And then we had to decontaminate the whole wing of that facility with chemicals and bleach, and they took it all outside and scrubbed it in hazmat outfits. Because in the film, we spend 20 minutes showing all the mainstream news where they would take little children and radiate them to death in the U.S. and Israel, where they would, in England, spread their populations with deadly chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, killing people in many cases, marching troops into gas chambers, nerve gassing our own troops, telling their families they died of the flu, sarin, VX. That's who runs things. And you can't get away from it. You can't get around it. You can't get around the fact that it's now mainstream news because you, the listeners, pushing it out there. That's why they're so desperate to shut down PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and censor it all over the world in different ways. Because you, the listeners, it's to stop you, not me. I'm basically like, you know, they snap the ball to me, I place it, and you're the kicker. You kick it through the goalpost. because you pushed it out Thursday and Friday to where Keith Olbermann and others ended up covering the fact that Dick Cheney wanted to kill U.S. Navy personnel by staging an attack with Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians in boats built to look identical, to look the same as Iranian PT boats. You think they like the fact that you punched that out on the mainstream news? You think they're happy about that? You think I'm not in danger doing stuff like that, being in this position? I don't know of anybody else that can do what we do here. And I thank God every day I'm still above the ground. Because they don't care about me one bit. My life means nothing. They don't want to kill me right now because they know it'll only make me bigger. But if they can shut my websites down and discredit me, they will kill me. And I don't want to die. I want to be here for my wife and my children. I want to see them grow up. I want to see them have children. I am not afraid of dying. I am not afraid of somebody, when I'm walking around in my yard at night, walking the dog, throwing a tourniquet around my neck and choking me out and killing me. I'm not afraid of being shot. But I am angry, and I don't want to have my future stolen from me because I have got things I want to do personally in my life. Oil paintings I want to do. People I want to take care of and love, like my grandmother. Who's a great-grandmother to my children and my family. But I dedicate almost every waking hour to this fight. I got home at 1 o'clock in the morning last night. Because I know it's my responsibility, and I know I'm in the position to do what I do. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that they implant every single serviceman in our military with highly aggressive cancer viruses that are connected just in one class of the shots they're giving them. We've had top scientists, medical doctors, virologists on, epidemiologists on about it, and it's even been in declassified government documents, that are triggered during certain hormonal fluctuations in the body. When your hormone level goes down as a man or a woman, they then attack sexual tissues in the body where those hormone exchanges are made, the testicles, the breast, the pituitary gland, the hypothalamus. You see all these young movie stars dying of cancer now. And it grows and grows. They make it into a fad and a pageant and all these fake anti-cancer movements, everybody getting into it. To, oh, it's so wonderful. Everybody get, you know, it's so cute. We're all together. We survive cancer. It's designed to kill you like Carousel in Logan's Run when you get above the age of 45. And it isn't a joke and it's not a game and it's real. It's eugenics. You never see the type of report you're about to hear in national news. It's always compartmentalized where local media cares enough to have a local doctor or local scientist or military on who are dying, who are being killed, who are being maimed by these shots. Please don't laugh at me, military. We have evidence they're giving the police these shots. Do not laugh at me, officers! I care about you, even if you're dumb. I used to be dumb, too, and I love you. And I get angry by how stupid you are. You think you've been given all this power? You think you're allowed to go out and do all these bad things and that you're shielded from it? Your masters hate you more than they hate me. Just play the clip, and I'll comment on it after. Just play it.
Vaccines are required if you're headed to war, but Target 5 discovered that a frightening number of U.S. servicemen and women are having severe reactions, including a young Marine from Claremont County.
It's difficult right now.
At a time when young men and women are dying on the battlefield.
We live in a very volatile time in the military.
There is an enemy here at home.
And no one wants to look bad.
It's not a shot from a gun.
This is the worst cover-up in the history of the military.
But a shot from a syringe that's leaving some U.S. servicemen and women on the brink of death.
When the issue, I believe, of the use of the vaccine comes out, I believe it'll make the Walter Reed scandal pale in comparison.
It's an exhausting three-day-a-week routine for 20-year-old Lance Corporal David Fay of Claremont County. His kidneys are failing, his military career is over, and he feels like his country has abandoned him.
I can't look at my old pictures. I really can't. I start looking at my old pictures and I start crying.
To understand the odyssey of David Fay requires going back in time.
He was a boy who loved the ocean, but grew up amid the farm fields of Claremont County.
I never missed a day at school. I was never sick.
A passion for sports and a sense of patriotism prompted this Blanchester High School athlete to join the Marines on his 18th birthday.
And I looked at every branch, but I wanted the Marine Corps because the Marine Corps was the few of the proud.
From boot camp to combat training, it was the happiest time of his life.
It was great. I loved every minute of it.
But a case of friendly fire in the form of a syringe would forever change his life. On November 28th of 2005, David's unit was lined up for what he says was an undisclosed shot.
They asked us our name. We stood on these yellow footprints, and they gave us a shot. Then we got the rest of the day off. After that shot, I started swelling up. I gained 30 pounds of water. My eyes swelled up where I couldn't see. I started snoring. I developed a rash on my hand.
3 weeks later, Private Faye was back in Claremont County on his deathbed at Clinton Memorial Hospital. His kidneys failing, his body so swollen it left stretch marks.
I used to just pray to God, please take him tonight.
As David appeared to be dying, Cindy Faye began poring over his military medical records in search of answers.
The shot was never listed in his records.
As the months passed by, David's uniform would hang in the closet, while his life would hang in the balance. Still unclear about the shot he was given on November 28th of 2005. The Department of Defense tells Target 5, all service members' vaccinations are documented in the individual's permanent medical record. But David Faye's military medical records revealed no shot on that day. Another Marine in David's unit tells Target 5, there's no shot listed in his medical records either, and goes on to say the people who administered the shot never told us what it was.
My son is a Marine, a PFC, David Faye, and he.
In a desperate attempt to save her dying son, Cindy says she called the U.S. Marine Hospital at 29 Palms, California, to find out what kind of vaccine her son was given.
And she says, "Ma'am, that's confidential. I can't tell you what the shot was." And I'm like, "Well, my son's in ICU, and he might not make it right now." I said, "I really need to know." And she says, "Well, we can't tell you."
11 months later, David's medical records were mysteriously changed with a handwritten notation indicating the mystery shot was a flu vaccine.
The case of David Faye, nothing was put on his record. And then suddenly, flu vaccine appears on his record.
Stop right there. Back it up a little bit. When we come back, we'll play the rest. By the way, in past cases, when they march troops in, nerve gas them to death, spray radiologicals on them, chemicals, biologicals, they always say flu. So that's their cover op. Now, they're testing biological weapons on you. These are quick kill weapons are being tested. You're all being given delayed soft kills. Blackwater men, go ahead and laugh. Special forces, go ahead and laugh. All of you, go ahead and laugh. At least tell your children, when you're dying of this, when your whole units, when you're 45 and you suddenly find out your whole unit's dying in the couple-year period, down the road, remember I warned you. A lot of you are laughing now. You're going to go into the military. You're laughing now. Later, you will not be laughing. Remember, we warned you. A lot of us sacrificed everything, sold our lives to tell you this.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune, as long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do
you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
If this is your paycheck, and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-498-2981, 800-498-2981.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well, on the way, head in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud.
For the last decade,
nobody ever hears him.
The controlled corporate media in unison has been lying, saying it's the law that you have to take vaccines to go to school, when there is no law. They just kick you off for truancy, claiming that you have to, when that's administrative. You just have to understand the fraud and demand the waiver. Now in New Jersey, D.C., and other places, they're trying to pass laws to make you do it. Totally criminal. The HPV, human papillomavirus shots, killing a bunch of people. Just go look that up in the news. Women are running out getting their girls the shot. They are testing chemical and biological weapons operations against us. Finish up with the clip, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is.
11 months later, David's medical records were mysteriously changed with a handwritten notation indicating the mystery shot was a flu vaccine.
The case of David Fay, nothing was put on his record. And then suddenly, flu vaccine appears on his record. Does that surprise you?
No. No, we have a lovely term for that. We call it CYA. That's unfortunately an SOP in the military.
David is one of a growing number of U.S. servicemen and women getting sick after receiving vaccines. And this highly praised Department of Defense medical officer is mortified. He doesn't want to be identified for fear of retribution.
Are there a lot of folks out there who've had severe reactions to these vaccines?
Thousands. Ranging on the severity from just joint aches and pains and arthritic symptoms to death.
The Department of Defense tells Target 5 it encourages healthcare workers and vaccine recipients to report adverse events. But the military never reported David Fay's reaction to the Centers for Disease Control and FDA.
I see the way propaganda and information war is waged against America's sons and daughters, and how patients are treated who claim to be ill from the vaccine, That's troubling. That should trouble America.
How are these young men and women treated when they claim to have had a reaction to the vaccine?
Like they're nuts. Like it's all in their head.
And this medical officer believes young servicemen and women are being used as guinea pigs.
Do you believe that the Department of Defense is experimenting on these servicemen and women with these vaccinations?
I would hope to God not, but from what I've seen, I would have to say yes.
The Department of Defense maintains the vaccines are safe and effective. Those are hollow words to Lance Corporal David Fay.
I'm in bed every single minute of the day. I can't eat because I throw up. I have no energy. I've been laying in bed, bedridden for so long.
4 months after that interview, David has lost 60 pounds from dialysis and is determined to rebuild his body and his life. Still waiting for a kidney transplant, still waiting for an answer from the U.S. military.
Can I make it, please? Just to get up and be without pain. I mean, just to get up every day and just be happy again.
You can watch the rest of it at InfoWars.com. Good job to that news channel for that report. You have been warned, police and military. You're having eugenics operations carried out against you. Do you understand? You are all going to die.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The video report we just played the audio of is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Video, military cover-up of deadly vaccinations. You're not being tested on most of the time. They've already tested most of it. Some of you have an early response because of hormonal fluctuations. And if you have a CAT scan, you're going to find out you've got tumors already growing throughout your body. I'm sorry to have to report this to you. I'm sorry to have to report that after you're done doing your fighting, they want you to go home and be sick and be ill, and they want to put you on drugs saying you're mentally ill, and then you can be bedridden and go into a wheelchair, and then you can go to hospice and you can die, and they can come with a flag and maybe give you a multiple salute and then bury your body and then use your patriotism to sell their New World Order. And that's why InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are so important. And we're under censorship attack. I want to go to your phone calls now. You've been holding long enough. And then I got a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to yet we'll be covering. Fred in Philly, finishing up with a point you had earlier. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a supporter of Dr. Corsi, of you and the and all of the good people on the network. My point is that you still have to judge the things that he is saying according to a proper method, a scientific method. He has to basically indicate where he's coming from. And if you know Dr. Kursi as you do, it seems...
Well, I've never met him in person. He's a guest on the radio show.
Well, it seems as though he's brilliant, but he doesn't he have a theocratic point of view?
I said on air, I don't agree with a lot of the things, of course, he has. He was a guest on the show.
But you know, I kind of like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts' philosophy better because he...
Well, absolutely. I totally agree with him. Look, I appreciate your call. I thought you had another subject you wanted to bring up. I mean, I don't endorse everything about every guest I have on. You know, I mean, they're hitting us with chemical, biological, radiological attacks. They're spraying the air, poisoning the water, and we're sitting here talking about Dr. Kursi. I just don't know what to do anymore. Sometimes it just totally makes me go crazy. Don't you understand we're all under attack here? InfoWars and Prison Planet are getting censored all over the place everywhere. So we're talking about Jerome Kursi all day. JJ in Florida, you're on the air. Come on, JJ, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Actually, this is Jeremy, I'm sorry, from Alaska. I just wanted to thank you real quick. I'm a huge fan of yours and quite a few other people like Jordan Maxwell and Tex Mars and William Cooper and Al Neal and Dr. Ken Oven. I had this major strange connection I found is between people that believe in evolution, believe that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, and it was kind of sad, but I broke down quite a few college boys, and they told me that truth is not based off of evidence or fact. And I was like, wow, I guess there's no helping you then. But what I wanted to challenge you on was I was wondering if we could try to help people understand that there is something really wrong with the federal education, and it has a lot to do with this programming that there is no God. I mean, it's kind of really helping, you know, this socialistic movement move forward, that we need help from our government instead of our own selves.
And then if there's no God, all the old morals can be thrown out, so it's okay for the government to kill who they want when they want. Doctors don't have the Hippocratic Oath anymore. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and I just wanted to see if you could put out that guy, Ken Hovind. They put him in jail for like 200 years, and all he was talking was logic and truth. And
who? Your phone's so bad, it's just unbelievably horrible. Who?
Dr. Kent Hovind.
Did you say Hovind? All right, well, we'll just end that call there. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls. Oh, God help us. We'll be right back.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Caliban Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Caliban Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Caliban Soaps are available to you and me, triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Continuing with your phone calls, Trevor in West Virginia, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I'm on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to give a few tips about what we could do to avoid not necessarily avoid internet censorship. It seems more like a last-ditch effort here, but there are a few things that you can look up, just like video capture programs that you can look up, and they can actually capture the sound, so you can go to YouTube and look up the videos, or better yet, just go to government websites and print out some regulations being passed, U.S. Army Regulation, U.S.-210, Civilian Inmate Labor Programs, or the PED 51 that you mentioned earlier, and I liked your idea of a freedom tube earlier when you had you were talking about there needs to be something like YouTube for people who are just trying to wake people up. And I noticed that when I go to your website or one of your websites, there's a link to YouTube, and I thought you might want to try to hire some more people. And see,
yeah, we can't afford to have a YouTube. It's right. So expensive. I mean, I'm going to put a video link of my hour-and-a-half rant I did at the start of the show about the censorship of Prison Planet by the British government. And just to put that up free for a day to try to get it out so people can use the clips of that could potentially cost us thousands of dollars. Again, it's a rigged game, and we need to stop the censorship itself, not try to get around it, because the Internet needs to be used as a viral tool to reach people that haven't been reached, who don't know how to get around all this stuff. So we're dealing with massive censorship. The web is being shut down everywhere. I appreciate your call. Doug in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex.
Yes.
How you doing? I'm a first-time caller, long-time listener. I've been following your research and everything since you started in this stuff, man. I started putting some of your documentaries, the clips on my site, and you know, we were talking directly through email. And you liked that idea and stuff. That's when it went, took it from there. But I just had it's kind of off topic and everything, but had an idea that has probably already been thought of as far as like an energy revolution, where if we could get some of your contacts, you know, that are willing to put together a device and get it out to the people quickly and easily and cheaply, where we could, you know, stop buying.
Can't do anymore. I'm doing everything I can. Every solution entails what Alex Jones does. The solution is looking you right in the mirror, brother.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've been waking people up daily, man. I've been doing it.
You know, I think we need to also understand that we may not always have the Internet, and that we need to go low-tech while we do high-tech things as well, like get Truth Rising or Endgame or Terror Storm and make good old-fashioned DVD copies of that sucker.
Man, believe me. If somebody had the money to put together something where we didn't have to buy their oil, it would be an energy revolution without even firing a shot.
Well, a lot of people are working on that, and some of that is being phased in. I appreciate your call. Look, the big solution here is discrediting the New World Order. On record, they are murdering foster children with chemicals, biologicals, radiologicals, and public tests. Criminals run our government, doesn't matter what administration, they're just puppets, that have set the precedent to have a large military and industrial complex that puts poison in our food and water, that sprays us, that puts poisons in vaccines. It's bankrupt. It's totally criminal. We have to discredit the global government. We have to get back to local government. We have to shrink the size of government. Instead of free $1,000 gas credit, which isn't free, you got to pay taxes for that, or free bailouts on housing, which further bankrupts things of the bankers, or just all of it. And the police have to realize that the system is criminal and that they're being used as the enforcers to carry out a bunch of unconstitutional bull. And the government is hiring mercenaries and criminals and foreigners to fill their ranks. All of this classical tyranny. But I hear you, Doug, and I appreciate your call. I mean, how do I go out and find which energy systems are real, which ones are vetted, which ones truly work? Then let's say I put some sponsor up that's got it, some system, they'll be overwhelmed overnight. It doesn't work like that. It's a system-wide deal. Look, it upset me earlier playing that clip with it killing the troops with these shots, and then everybody's all over the map with all these other issues. Meanwhile, I'd like to see the really great filmmakers online take me up on the contest that I talked about earlier. Was it $13,000, $14,000 I shot from the hip? That's going to be the contest, though, that I announced. One of them will close this Sunday. I got to get that up on the website. And I'm giving orders to armies that don't exist out here, to staff that doesn't exist. We're trying to finish Fabled Enemies right now in the next 2 days. I am trying to get articles out. I'm trying to set up this concert, this peace concert, 9/11 truth concert. You know what that's like? And I'm not whining here. It's just that I can't do much more. I need your support. My websites are being censored and being shut down all over the world. Are you going to help me get the word out about how this is happening? Elliot, no, Zach in Canada's first. Zach in Canada, then Elliot. Go ahead, Zach.
Hey. Yeah, what do you think on Barack Obama taking that flag off of his plane and replacing it with a Illuminati-type symbol?
Yeah, rising sun. He's a globalist. He hates America just like McCain.
Yeah, that's pretty unreal.
He just flaunts it in the dumb cattle's face. It's all a sick joke, and they know the suckers are going to go along with it, and they're going to get to hurt us real bad, which they love. They love. It's a psychopathic guild in control who enjoy killing and murdering and abortions and bio-attacks and chemical attacks, and the cops love their masters, and the corrupt bureaucrats love it, and the yuppies love it, and all the trash just loves losing and being fooled and being poisoned and being lied to, and the GMO food killing us, and massive real environmental crises going on. Meanwhile, they're getting a global tax on carbon, just always suckering us, always lying to us, always scamming, always evil, growing and growing.
Yeah, and also, you're talking about the Freedom Tube, I see all these peer-to-peer things going on. There must be some way we can do the Goob Tube with the peer-to-peer type deal.
There isn't one solution. It is you taking my podcast or whatever media you think's important, posting links to it, promoting it, putting on other sections, saving it, giving it to people, starting your own websites, calling into talk radio shows, starting a local once-a-week newsletter just in your neighborhood, running for city council, educating people, discrediting the electronic voting machines. There's hundreds of things. We've all got to do it.
Are these podcasts, is that for iPod or is that something else here?
It's for everything. You can
really?
Go click on it. It's for your MP3, iPod, iPhone, whatever you want.
Oh, cool. Okay. Good job, man.
All right, let's go ahead and take another call here. Oh, geez. Sometimes I just can't go on and even do the show. Sometimes it hits me like a ton of bricks. I think about how these bastards are injecting us with cancer viruses, caught red-handed, how they created AIDS, how they do it all. And it's like even the listeners don't even take it that serious. Everybody's just kind of namby-pamby about, oh, this or that, or, oh, you know, well, you need to talk, you know, this or that. And I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just freaked out, folks. I'm totally and completely freaked out. And I realize how comfortable all of us have become with this craziness, with this compartmentalized sicko system running everything. And the society's evil, and the average people are greedy, backstabbing, duplicitous scum. Oh, and there's so many good people out there. There's so many good people who mean well. There's so many good people who mean well and want good things to happen. Then there's just so much bad. You know, sometimes I start yelling and screaming when I get upset by this, when I intellectually really look into the dark pit that's the New World Order. And other times I do it, and it just is so upsetting to me. I know I'm right. I know I've got the documents. I know I've got the facts. I know what their plan is. I can see them setting it all up, and I just can't believe this is happening. I can't believe it. And I just think about the people they murder and they kill and they hurt, and just all these people with cancer and people getting Alzheimer's when they're 25, 30 now, and people getting cancer when they're 10 years old, and the numbers all exploding from 1 in 33 getting cancer to 1 in 3, and all the engineered operations and all the poisoning they're carrying out against us, and all these idiots that work for the system and think it's funny and have been trained to laugh at the truth and just everything. Elliot in Ohio, or is it Hunter next? Elliot in Ohio, go ahead.
Am I on?
Yes, you are.
All right, so my cousin's been following you for years now, and he has a question that he's never actually called in, but I'm going to ask it for him. Apparently, you've talked to anonymous high military officials that say that if the government ever did try to go into a tyrannical state, that they would be here to protect us. Is that true, sir?
And no,
so,
no,
where
no,
are they?
No, I have not said that. I have not said that. And I'm so tired of everything I say being twisted or what other people say being attributed to me. I've had guests on who have said they've talked to a lot of high-level people in government who say that there's a lot of people who aren't going to go along with it and they'll try to aid us. They just don't know if we'll be there to aid them. And I've talked, I guess, to in a way what they're saying is true, but I've said there's a lot of government people I've talked to who don't like what's happening, but they say the public is a bunch of slaves and doesn't care and doesn't want to be helped. And then I've had a lot of government people on saying who they are, congressmen and generals and other people on who have basically said that. But then there's this Nacera bull for 10 years on the web claiming there's some secret group that really saved us and the government's good and everything's fine. And I've always discredited that and exposed it.
Wanted to know and just confirm with you.
There's no knight in shining armor coming to save you. It's you. You are all you got. Look in the mirror. It's you and God. That's it. You're going to save us. You're going to do it. That's it. It's our only hope. You understand? Not Alex Jones, not anybody else. We're in a world of you know what. We are in a world of you know what, man. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. I'm for real. This show's for real. I'm fighting as hard as I can. And that's all we can do. Anything else?
Hey, I'm just doing what you're saying, man. I've already joined 9/11 Truth for the Cincy in Cincinnati, so I'm doing my part.
Anything else you want to add? Anything else? Stay there.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent news update on the global food shortage. If you've ever wanted to produce your own dirt-cheap survival foods, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all kinds of survival foods in event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. And here's the best part. This course teaches you how to store food for pennies on the dollar. Hunger is spreading across the globe. Food riots have already broken out in over 20 countries. Will troops guard food supplies in the U.S. this winter? Don't wait. Learn the food storage secrets that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get all the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or call toll-free at 877-327-0365. Don't wait for long lines and empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seems so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and helped me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, August 4th, 2008. Gold 90270 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $928.91, $457.55 for half, $228.78 for quarter. That's $928.91, $457.55, and $228.78. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Doesn't happen very often, but listening to how they kill the troops with these injections by design, and to hear how they make excuses for it and how it's all compartmentalized, and how the nurses say, "We're not going to tell you what you were given," it shakes me up. I think about my children. I think about how they live in a world with people running it who just want to murder them. And then sometimes I can't even reach down into the anger anymore that burns through the pain. But I want you to know I burn with a white, hot flame of anger. But the real reason I do what I do is because I love you all, even the laughing, giggling, smirking yuppies, and all the wicked neocons, the minions that threaten me and do all the things you do. I know how real the world is. I know how dark and dangerous it is. I know what an illusion we live under. And I know you're only walking down a pipe dream, a matrix-like imaginary world, and I feel sorry for you. And I'm angry at myself that I don't have the mind, the intellect to be able to reach in somehow and deprogram you, and I just leave you to God. I leave you to God. And I put my hands in, I put my life in God's hands. I am completely in God's hands. I turn it over. I turn all this pain over to God. Because I'm normal. I'm normal. I know we have psychopaths running our society, and I know they just get away with every crime you can imagine. Wantonly, they're twisting our minds, media brainwashing, programming, all of it. And I just want it to stop. I see so clearly. I understand what they're doing. I see it all over the place. I can't ever get away from it. I can't ever get out of it. I can't lay in bed quietly at night and enjoy a book. I can't go to a movie without seeing their propaganda. It's all around us. It's so sick and evil. It's evil! It's death. It's disease. It's weakness. It's pathetic. It's ugly. I'm going to try to go on for the rest of the show. I got really depressed, which I don't very often do. Let's just go to calls. I don't know how many of your questions I can answer. Let's go ahead and It upsets me that it comes out that Dick Cheney's planning terror attacks, and it's even admitted mainstream news, and it's kind of like, oh, hum, let's move on to the next story. I mean, that's just the fact that not even that he's planning terror attacks or killing our own troops, but that it's just out in the open, and the neocons go on my website and make jokes about it and say, so what? We got to do this to attack Iran. I mean, these are murderers. They killed 3,000 of us on 9/11. And they'll kill you, too, the people that serve it. Hunter in Utah, then Lindsay, JJ, Rusty, Jay, and others. Go ahead, Hunter.
Alex, you should not be depressed because we're winning.
Yeah, well, I can't help it. I'm somebody who hardly ever gets depressed, maybe once a month.
Well,
Every once in a while on air, it's like the bottom just drops out, and it's like I'm in the pit of hell, and it just upsets me. It pisses me off. I want away from it. I want it to stop. Do you understand? I'm sick of it. It's like blaring rock and roll music 24 hours a day that never goes away.
Alex, I hear you, man. I listen to you every day, and your words are inspiring. I'm working to set up camp here in Utah because of the unique cultural situation we have here. A lot of people don't want to wake up. I was hoping to actually just plug. We just got a MySpace page together. It's myspace.com/Utah_Infowars. If you go there, I'm just calling out to anyone who is in Utah who wants to organize, because I definitely do. I really want to get some flyers out to promote InfoWars and Prison Planet.
I should add another great place that I never plug, and I should. It's got like 8,000 members, is InfoWars.com social networking. You won't be censored there unless you post porn.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've already got an account on there. I just signed up last week. But I really just want to get people in Utah who listen to this show to get together, organize. I want to do some, hand out some flyers, DVDs around here in Salt Lake City area. I just want to gather everyone together because I listen to you every morning. Your words are inspiring. I feel your pain, and I want it to change. I want it to stop.
Thank you. It's not even really pain as much as it is dirtiness. When I really focus on the New World Order, it's like looking at maggot-covered corpses. I mean, it's the only way to describe it. I mean, I can literally smell the stench. It's disgusting. These people make me sick. I want them to go to hell, you hear me? I can't stand them. I can't stand punks and parasites and scum and all these lesser men that combine together to suck off good people. We'll be right back with more of your calls and key information. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
Stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at prisonplanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Talked about the stage Cheney deal. We educated him on that. I played the clip. He talked about government-sponsored terrorism. That restarts when the show ends for internet listeners. They're trying to censor us. The British government censoring us. It's all documented. I've launched a big contest to try to expose this. Close to $14,000 in prizes. That's what money's there for, to be literally burned in the fight against the New World Order. So I launched that about 30 minutes into the show to be able to rehear the details of that contest. I apologize about getting bummed out there earlier. It's so obvious. It's so overwhelming. It's so crazy, though. The New World Order is so bad. They're involved in so many crimes that it is just mind-boggling. That a lot of people know they're being lied to now, that they're not just buying into it anymore, but they have no idea just how deep the rabbit hole goes. But that's understandable because it's been done incrementally. They've titrated the dose, kind of like people that handle poisonous snakes. They start taking very low dosages of the poison, and they build it up and build it up and build it up to the level of whatever type of poisonous snake, whether it's a cobra or a rattlesnake, whatever type of toxin it is, until the point where they can be bit by a snake and don't even get that sick because they've built up a tolerance, kind of like somebody who drinks a lot of whiskey. They can drink a bottle of whiskey when that would kill somebody who didn't drink. Like Rush Limbaugh admitted himself, he was taking 100 Oxycontins a day, and the media reported the type of Oxycontin, the milligram he was taking, would kill a horse that wasn't accustomed to it. It would kill 8 horses. Yeah. What is that? 12 Oxycontins of the type he was taking would kill a horse whose liver was not accustomed to it. It would kill a man. The media was analyzing and reporting 5 or 6 of those he was taking. If you'd never taken that type of synthetic heroin, it would kill you deader than a hammer. And see, that's what we're under, folks. I mean, just the wanton, crazy evil. And, oh, the National Guard's going to be confiscating guns in Illinois now. Hey, we're going to have checkpoints. TSA, you know why TSA body searches you and does behavioral analysis and won't let you take liquids on? They're now admitting they want to force you to waive your rights and sign a trusted traveler where you're on a database, where the good guys are on a database. See, oh, some of you are in a database and can't get off. Oh, we're just idiots and can't get you off. Oh, but if you all put yourselves on a database and accept this and let us track everything you're doing, then you can fly easier. See how they just set all that up, and nobody seems to understand what they're doing, but me and a few others. And then it freaks me out, folks. It freaks me out that I know I'm absolutely for real. I'm the real deal. I mean, look at the fruits I have borne in God's grace and support, despite all my problems and all my warts, all my scars. I'm a horrible person, but I look at other people, I'm wonderful compared to most. I have horrible thoughts. I do bad things sometimes and later repent of it. The point is, I love goodness, I love beauty, I love honor, I love decency. I love truthfulness, I love fidelity. I love to be somebody whose word can be counted on. I don't even do it because I want to be moral. I rejoice in moral things. I am fulfilled by being a moral person. And I try to not make compromises in life. I try to not bend to things that would advance me. I've been fired from jobs, fired from radio. I've been death threatened. I've been physically pounded on by four boxers hired to physically attack me, to telling me to shut up and keep my mouth shut, or next time they'd kill me. But of course, by the end, they were dragging themselves to their minivan. But not because I'm a strong man, but because I have got the power of the creator of the universe in me, and every single one of you has it as well. And I'm telling you, turn it loose now. Stop giving in to fear. Commit fully to fighting evil and putting your body against the machinery of evil. And I don't have orders for you. I don't even have ideas for you. I am simply telling you the solution is looking you in the mirror, and that means you thinking about what you can do and you taking action and not even overanalyzing, but just getting involved and stepping into a bigger, wider world. That's all I want for you. I want for you the same thing that I want for myself, a good, fulfilled, decent, honorable, healthy life. You know, I just had an epiphany just a few seconds ago of why I get so angry sometimes, why every once in a while I get depressed when I'm on air, and it's when I have the greatest energy, when I'm the most focused that happens, because I can't even articulate the ideas and the understandings I'm having, and I burn so intensely in my mind, in my heart, and in my bones that I could just scream till my larynx is torn out just with the energy, and I can't even describe the download of information I have. The connections, the kaleidoscope of understanding, it's unbelievable. I am blasted by the goodness of God, by the wonderful creation we are living in, by all of the majesty of it. Meanwhile, it's covered in crap. New World Order droppings are all over it. Stench and disgusting filth and evil is all over infesting this beautiful creation, and it tears my soul out. And if hating evil is madness, then I am mad. I am literally. I mean, how do you not freak out over knowing the government has brain damaged tens of millions of autistic children, and it's a fact. And we have their own documents where they planned it. That's some evil stuff there. I know for a fact they're injecting the troops with cancer viruses. It's admitted. We've had countless guests on documenting it. And still, you idiots go on my message board and all my comment things and make fun of me. I'm not hurt because you're making fun of me or talking about how you want to kill me and my family and put me in a camp. I get hurt when I go to your handle and I go to your MySpace and find out you're really in the military and psychological warfare. I feel sorry for you and the wickedness you're involved in. And I feel sorry for you knowing there's a very good chance you're going to die prematurely from your master's hands. I'm sad because I'll never be able to reach out to you. I'll never be able to unlock you. I'll never be able to let you see the light. I'll never be able to be your brother. And I feel so sorry for you in this life you live now and in that life that comes after it that you don't believe in. I see you stunted in lustful worship. The only way to describe it is sexual congress with evil. It's a sexual demonic. It's the way the Bible describes it. That's what it is. Just a laughing, sneering love of evil and wickedness and a giggling, mirthful Gollum-like abandon to watch you twisted and watch you brought low and watch you crushed and smashed, sold that evil is beautiful and good like some sexy chick with devil horns, that famous rockabilly archetype, when there's nothing sexy or beautiful about evil. Evil is ashes and death and destruction and pain and deformity. The beauty that you have been sucked into, the thing that you think is beautiful, is diseased and is painful and wretched. And I see you now ruined. Many of you at the point, far past the point of no return, many of you wantonly given over to darkness. And I watch you drink out of those dark cups I watch you drink in the dark energies of hell itself and destruction, and I watch you fall forever, and it hurts me. And still even worse, I watch the diseased masses, their minds diseased with every form of weakness, every form of diversion, every form of lack of stewardship, lack of discernment, attack me and claim I'm a government agent. How could anyone with any discernment not know that Alex Jones, for all his problems, is committed and is real? And the manufactured lies that are legion against me, it doesn't bother me personally that that's done against my name and my family name. It hurts me because you are self-righteously ignorant and are walled off from the truth and are, in some cases, successfully keeping a lot of people from growing further and finding out the full scope of the New World Order and ever reversing any of the true damage caused by the New World Order. The infighting, the backstabbing, it is our modern age. It's in businesses, it's in families, it's in churches, it's everywhere. Yahweh said, you will know them by their fruits. And my fruits are legion. My fruits are clear. My fruits are there for everyone to see. They are good. 9 people out of 10. Some areas 8 out of 10. I've talked to people on the street. I've been on talk radio interviews. I've seen it on blogs. I've seen people ask the question and have polls on other websites. Who woke you up? And they will tell you Alex Jones did. You think I have an ego trip out of that? Do you think I get on a power trip out of that? No. It blasts me every day with bowel-shaking responsibility. The weight of having the New World Order listen to everything I do on the phone, watch my family, threaten my wife, to have tens of millions watching what I do, both people who support me and people that hate me. And whereas I once had ego, at least to some extent, in my arsenal to drive my psyche and to drive my work, I don't have that ego anymore. All I have is the will that is mistaken for ego to fight the New World Order and to live a life to its fullest, and that if I'm going to sell my life, which it will probably lead to, unfortunately, that's where all the roads lead, to sell my life to expose the New World Order. Not by my hand, by theirs. I want it to be to its fullest. I want to be the most effective I can in that fight against dehumanization and evil. Life is a twinkle of an eye. You may be 15 years old right now listening, or 25. But death is a doorway we all go through. It is the great equalizer. It is something we will all share. Don't let your life be something of primping and posing and strutting and your little subgroups and all of the garbage you're involved in and chasing after the New World Order's almighty dollar. Make it about being good and honorable and decent and standing up against evil. The incredible time of history we're all in right now. And so many of you sit idle on the sidelines, not being involved in the greatest contest against good and evil that has ever been seen on the surface of this planet. This planet. We are on a planet. A tiny island in an infinity of matter. An infinity of creation. How could any of you not be just absolutely blown away by creation? By the handiwork of the Creator all around you. And to know that you are a Creator built in the image of that Supreme Being.
every New World Order leader is a deep occultist, obsessed with the occult, and they try to tell you to be an atheist so they can steal from you your true sight, your true connection to the cosmos. And I rebuke, in the name of the living God, the living God, the Creator, the ultimate power of creation, of regeneration, I rebuke all those that have stood in my way and stood in others' way, trying to unlock people's minds and warn them of the eugenics program being carried out against everyone on this planet. I don't care if you're a Jew or a German or a gypsy. I rebuke all of those that have tried to stand in the way of my work and others' work, simply trying to get people to look around them. I don't tell you what to think. I just tell you, look around you. Open your eyes up. You can't miss it. And all those enemies from CENTCOM and mainstream media and alternative media and all the worldly people in this movement that are in this for the wrong reason, you better get your head screwed on and realize this is the fight of your life. A lot of you are prominent in this and you're already deep into it. You understand they're going to kill your ass. Excuse my French, but I'm getting real with people. You understand that I mean what I'm saying and that the New World Order means what they're saying and this stuff's coming down on you. You better get your head screwed on straight. And I rebuke all those that have borne false witness against me, that have attacked me. And again, it isn't that I personally don't like being attacked. I, in a sick part of my psyche, like it. And I rebuke that in myself. Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I've tasted evil. I've walked on both sides of the fence, ladies and gentlemen. We must recalibrate and refocus, and that means exposing the vaccines. That means exposing the sodium fluoride. Those are key things. The cell phones radiating people's brains. The frequency pollution, the GMO foods. Those are things we can educate people on with the facts now. We can educate people on the facts now. And that's something they can take control of in their lives, and that will physically help them, that will physically help their mind, and the body's the temple, it will help their soul, and those are things we can stop doing now. We can stop watching television and stop going to brainwashing movies like Batman. I went to see it just to analyze it. Unbelievable brainwashing, subliminals, the whole nine yards. You can come out of Babylon as much as you can, because I'm a strong person, folks, and it upset me and my wife because we're in tune to see that film and so many others, and you better come out of those systems, and you better realize that is hardcore brainwashing and that that's dangerous to put an adult in front of, much less a child. Wake up. What does that mean? It means be born again. Unlock your psyche. Make a change today. I know there are many of you out there more articulate, more intelligent than I am. And then so I say you create websites on subjects. You educate people. It's up to you. The ball is in your court. Final segment, I'm going to take a bunch of final calls. It's been quite a broadcast today. Retransmission with Ron Paul starts in about 10 minutes.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said
we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
All right, I know we got loaded phones. I'll get to Lindsay and Jay. I don't know about Rusty and Jay. Call me back tomorrow. I'll get to you first. I don't just have sponsors to fund the radio show. I only take sponsors I believe in, and eFoods Direct are great folks, the J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com, big banners on the top of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they've got high-quality, storable foods, and in these uncertain times, it's smart to have these high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods. Get a free brochure by calling them or a free audio CD about what they have to offer or order. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. Great folks. Again, eFoodsDirect.com or 1-800-409-5633. And in closing, I'll take some calls. Big story up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com about the British government censoring PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. I go into a big rant in that when the rebroadcast starts in a few minutes. First, Ron Paul. He was on the very first minute of the show. So if you missed any of that, it hadn't been posted on the web yet. It's about to re-air at InfoWars.com. If you're listening on the streams, you got to go to those streams, though, to find it at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and talk to Lindsay in Idaho. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, Lindsay.
Yes, Alex. Good to talk to you again. I just wanted to tell you that your idea today about your contest was exceptional. I think you'll get a tremendous amount of response, and I'm going to be one of them.
Thank you.
The one part, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe one of the parts of it was to write a declaration.
Well, we're going to have posted later the contest. I just made it up as I went along.
Okay.
But we're going to have like $2,000 for a new Declaration of Independence, $1,000 for a bill of particulars listing all their crimes,
The more the better, cover them all. And then we're going to have, there's a bunch of contests. And then a video exposing how we're being censored. There's going to be one for $3,000 that we announce on Monday. So you got like 5 days to do that, 6 days to do that. And there's another one for $5,000 that's going to be on the 19th.
Okay, well, my point is something I've always said sometimes. If you want to get people's attention, go to their wallets. And I don't care win, lose, or draw. That's not the point. Right now, it's just that if it motivates people to some degree, to more of a degree than what we need right now, it's an excellent idea. I wish it the best. Man, I'll have some time to do this now, seeing how I'm on the ranks of the unemployed. From a large corporation as of 10 days ago. So that's no matter.
But well, we couldn't do this if we weren't given a donation by a great guy named Daryl who didn't want his full name said on air. And so he gave it to me about 2-3 weeks ago, and I've just been so busy I hadn't come up with what contest it should be. But it came to me today, and that's probably why I waited in my spirit, and that's what happened. Thank you for the call. We're out of time. I'm sorry to have JJ, Rusty, everybody else. Rebroadcast, as I said, starts in about 1 minute. Go to the streams at Infowars.com for the M&FM listeners. A lot of stations re-air the show. We're very thankful for that. And the network sends it back out on the satellites and everything tonight, 9 to midnight as well. Don't forget the free podcast. We're being censored everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I did a big rundown on it for an hour. That's 30 minutes into the rebroadcast. But Ron Paul will be with us in 1 minute. Ron Paul talking about state-sponsored terror in 1 minute at Infowars.com. Thanks to John Harmon running the show and the folks down here in Austin. Trey doing a great job, my producer. Take care.